Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iranian missiles and drones are targeting Israel and Gulf Arab states as Tehran maintains its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC's David Willis reports President Trump says the U.S. and Iran are talking, but Iran denies that.
It is being reported that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner may indeed be about to meet with Iranian negotiators in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, possibly as early as later this week, with the Vice President, J.D. Vance, also possibly in attendance. So it's a little unclear exactly how all this is going to pan out, but the White House is not denying that there are at least talks about talks.
And Israel's use of Tehran street cameras to locate and kill Iran's supreme leader demonstrates how everyday surveillance can be a wartime asset.
It was on February 28 that Israel exploited hacked city camera feeds to track and target Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. That shows just how vulnerable people all around the world may be, with hundreds of millions of such cameras installed above shops, in homes, and on street corners. Privacy is also at risk. Recent advances in artificial intelligence have enabled militaries and intelligence agencies to sift through vast amounts of surveillance footage and identify targets. Paul Agnew reporting.
Federal investigators working to pinpoint the cause of Sunday night's crash at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Collision of a plane and fire truck on a runway left two people dead. America has a new Homeland Security Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, confirmed by the Senate, the vote 54-37. And senators are discussing a proposal aimed at ending the Homeland Security budget standoff. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 116, the NASDAQ futures off 32 points. More on these stories, Town Hall.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improve my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up on the Beltway on the top side. There's a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. The report was inner loop near the ramp at I-83 and in the left-hand lane. So traffic east of the JFX. We'll try to get a picture of that and see if we can see exactly if it's still there in the traveled portion or not. Had a wreck about 35 minutes ago on the BW Parkway southbound at Greenbelt Road. And at one point, that was backed up to Powder Mill Road. There's a broken down vehicle near the roadway coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're a bit slow there coming out of the left tube southbound on I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, but those falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 36 in White Marsh and 35 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Sarah Elfrith visited the Baltimore ICE facility Monday to conduct congressional oversight. Elfrith says she walked through the process that takes place when someone is detained, saying individuals are given a package with a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, wipes, and menstrual products. She says officials told her that all detainees have access to attorneys, clergy, and their families, and legal teams are notified when they're transferred to another facility. She says there were 8 or 9 detainees at the facility in the George H. Fallon Federal Building during her visit. The Maryland Attorney General's office says no charges will be fired after a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The December 2025 shooting happened after officers responded to a stabbing call on Holgate Drive and encountered a man armed with a knife. Police ordered 31-year-old Howard Sy to drop his knife, but he did not comply and approached officers, hitting one of them in the head. At that point, multiple officers fired their service weapons at Sy. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 985, the Pick 4, 3920. 605 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing up front. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, could this Orioles rotation actually be legit? Well, it was Shane Baugh's turn yesterday in D.C. He and Chris Bassett combining for 7 scoreless innings in the club's 2-0 exhibition win over the Nats. The offense came in the 7th.
This one's crushed to right. James Wood turns over his shoulder and can only watch it. Tavares, 2-run shot into the Nationals bullpen.
Dan Colco had the call on the new Nats.TV. Tavares' 2-run shot was all it took, and that was the final score in the final game of the spring. Baugh was electric again. 5 innings, 3 hit ball, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Bassett followed up with 6 up, 6 down over 2. Birds and Twins now set for opening day on Thursday. Both teams off today. Both teams will work out at Camden Yards tomorrow. And finally, the UConn women remain undefeated last night. 98-45 over Syracuse in the second round of the Women's NCAA tournament. It's significant because the Huskies are 36-0 on the year, and they've made the Sweet 16 now for the 32nd consecutive year. Coming up in 30 minutes, how a record-setting contract could impact Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, juvenile arrests continue to dominate the discussion, especially at town halls in Baltimore City. Many of these Utes got the ankle monitors on them while they're out there committing crimes. What's wrong with that picture? Good news, tampons for Timmy, dead. It died in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. But we've got a new concern. We'll tell you what that's all about sex designation on birth, driver's license, and other documents. But our top story here today, Supreme Court is finally going to decide on whether you can count mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, after Election Day. This, of course, has been a bugaboo of mine now for quite some time because, you know, the Constitution does provide that the manner and timing of the elections are up to the states. But that being said, prior to 1845, it was pretty much a free-for-all. And the reason why it was decided by statute, this is U.S. code, that it is the Tuesday after the first Monday of each even year. So every even year, the first Monday, the following Tuesday, the Tuesday after that first Monday, is your election day. And that means, and that's what they refer to, election day. Doesn't say election week. Doesn't say election couple of days. Does not say election month. For instance, in some of these states, including Maryland, you know, Maryland, you can count the ballots up to 10 days after the election. I think Illinois and Utah, the worst, 14 days after Election Day. And Alaska and Maryland allow 10 days. California, D.C., New York, Oregon count 7 days after the election. New Jersey counts 6 days. West Virginia's grace period is 5 days. Nevada and Ohio count 4 days after the election. Kansas, Massachusetts, and Virginia count ballots arriving up to 3 days after Election Day. So 17 states in all, including D.C., not a state, obviously, Election Day has no meaning. They can keep counting ballots as long as they keep pouring in over the transom. And yesterday, Justice Alito was asking the solicitor, Paul Clement, as to what that means, that phrase Election Day.
We have lots of phrases that involve two words, the last of which, the second of which is day. Labor Day, Memorial Day, George Washington's birthday, Independence Day, birthday, and Election Day. And they're all particular days. So if we start with that, if I have nothing more to look at than the phrase Election Day, I think this is the day in which everything is going to take place, and or almost everything. And then we have 3 points in time, 1844, 1872, 1914. And we can ask, what would people have thought on those days is meant by this phrase, Election Day? Which of those should we choose? Which of those dates should we choose?
Well, I think you could choose any of the three. I mean, honestly, I think the single best one, if you're just going to choose one, is 1872. And the reason I say that is because 1914 is the latest in time, but that's the one that Congress gave the least thought to.
Yeah, and that is something that is going to be argued. It seems to me that Justices Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett also seemed skeptical. They were asking questions indicating they were concerned about how a decision invalidating the deadlines for late arriving ballots could affect other election rules, including those for early voting, et cetera. The Supreme Court is not going to issue a ruling, probably not before June. But I do think that if the state of Florida can count all their ballots in one day, if the country of France can count all their ballots in one day, why can't the rest of this country do the same, including here in Maryland? Is it because the people in those other states and other countries are smarter? Perhaps. More competent? Perhaps. Or maybe they just aren't as likely to cheat. I think you can bet on the latter one. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's a man that never cheats. He always gives you straight information, even though you may not like to hear it. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
And you hit it right on the head, Mr. Casey.
I did.
Already a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Mm. Coming out of the left tube southbound, it looks like all the way down just before you get to Key Highway. And from what I can see at that camera, it looks like there's activity there in the left-hand lane. So I was watching the police car coming south out of the left tunnel, and they have now stopped in that area towards the Key Highway ramp. So on the left-hand side, bringing the camera back up again. Yeah, I can see it now. And it looks like coming out of the left tube, you're going to have to stay to the right lane of the left tube. So they're looking at it. Police cars there. They're right in the open as you're outside the tunnel. And now they're looking at it. So 95 is already backing up through the tunnel and back towards the Keith Avenue ramp. And very quickly, what's going to happen now is the word is going to get out, and we're going to get some overflow on 895 as you're coming south towards the Old Harbor Tunnel. So we'll have to watch that. We're still getting a report. I have not seen it. Inner loop of the Beltway near the ramp at 83. The initial report 20 minutes ago or so was that the left-hand lane was affected. The wreck about 45 minutes ago has now cleared, and the BW Parkway is recovering southbound before the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a sunny day today, and we're in the low 50s overnight, mid-30s tomorrow. Our high will be in the 50s once again, more seasonable than it was yesterday. Right now it is, chilly. 31 in Ellicott City and 36 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Scientists are studying elderly dogs to learn if there are ways humans might simulate a dog's longevity. And I started thinking about it. You know, if, I don't need science to tell me that if I don't have to go to work, had all my meals prepared for me, had a warm bed and endless belly rubs, I'd live to 110 as well.
Yeah, but you got to poop outside.
Well, you know, there are some drawbacks.
Who says we're not now?
And then, and notice, notice how that's the first thing that comes to Maggie's mind. Okay,
of course.
Just pointing it out. So that our listeners can document her obsession. Democrats.
You should not going outside unless you tried it.
I thought Chuck was going to go somewhere else with that, but thank goodness he didn't.
Oh, dear.
No, I thought about it. I know what to do.
I know you thought about it, but discretion is the better part of valor.
Sometimes.
Democrats in the Senate considering removing Chuck Schumer as minority leader.
Oh, kick his ass out anyway.
Jeez. I want somebody, you know, younger, like someone, you know, in their upper 60s to 70.
Upper 60s. Guy's 119.
Yeah. Nah. ICE agents now handling security at the airports. And it's great seeing him in front of the international terminal. Just says deportation. Get him out of here. Hey, Barry Manilow is putting out his first album of new material in 15 years.
Wow.
He still writes the songs, but it just takes longer. You know, spring breakers in Florida facing arrest for too much twerking.
What?
Yeah, too much twerking. And if they behave while behind bars, they'll get out on twerk release.
I bet they're twerking in jail.
How do you do that?
You know how
that
much fun like that is.
And somebody had said that. Imagine the ladies of the View all twerking on set.
Goodbye.
Yeah. That would pretty much kill it right
man,
there.
Man, I taste throw up.
McDonald's in China is experimenting with humanoid robots to take orders behind the counter. Even the McDonald's in China, they got billions of people, can't find anybody to work. Did you see that they had a takeaway? They arrested that humanoid. There was a video of that.
Oh, yeah, it was out of control.
Yeah, we just wouldn't stop. Consumers have purchased high-tech refrigerators with display screens on the doors are upset that the screens end up playing ads when they open up the fridge.
I could see that, just like the gas pumps.
Yeah. Chuck, did you get one of those? I understand that when you opened it up and got some ice cream, an ad for Planet Fitness came up.
No.
I opened mine up and it goes, scram.
That's right. You got stepped on the scale and said, get off.
Get lost, fatso.
A grocery store in Delaware is holding concerts in the produce section to highlight local musicians. Do you wonder if that's how the Red Hot Chili Peppers started?
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe the Cranberries.
Rutabaga.
Yeah. Or Blind Melon, for that matter. Who knows?
There you go.
Fruit product band names.
Hey, this is an interesting...
John Mellencamp.
That's right. There you go. Two-thirds of North American adults say they deserve an Easter basket just as much as the children do.
I agree.
62% said Halloween was as much for adults as Charles. What's this all about? Reliving your early childhood? Or is this about a takeover of your children's candy?
Exactly.
Not sure. Take it anyway.
All right. We wanted to know, Maggie, that we've already prepared your Easter basket for this upcoming Easter.
Oh.
Move over, kids. Forget the peeps and the plastic grass. Now there's Easter baskets for adults. For the gals, how about rosé in a pastel bottle? Luxury skincare labeled Resurrection Cream. And a vibrating egg. Let's just say it's not for decorating. And for the guys, beef jerky-shaped bunnies, bacon-flavored peeps, and whiskey-filled Cadbury eggs. Adult Easter. Same basket, just a lot more stuffed.
Yeah. There you go.
Good stuff,
it's about
huh?
time.
Yeah, you gotta get a little creative with it, though. You know, the other stuff.
Yeah, Mom, I like that. Where do you buy that?
But I'll take beer and lieu of rosé.
Then you can sub out whatever you want.
Beer egg. You know,
just be careful of the Easter grass, Chuck. Don't smoke it.
No, I tried that once.
And, yeah.
You know, caught my hair on fire. It looked like
Is
Michael
that frowned
Jackson.
Upon?
Yeah. I think they should have a Bailey's Bunny.
Yeah, I agree. I was in Costco the other day. They're selling this. It's like a 4-foot chocolate hollow bunny. It's like $50. Mm. I mean, it's huge. It's this big bunny.
That's adorable. It'll
probably take a year and a half to eat it, right?
Exactly. You know? Right. It'll get weird and funky at that time, you know?
I imagine you carve off little pieces and maybe you could freeze some of it. I don't know. But remember, we used to get the bunnies that were about a foot high or whatever. But this
oh,
one,
sure.
This
that
one's
was
4 feet
biggest
high.
Part of the basket.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the Supreme Court and your thoughts on should Election Day be just Election Day, where, you know, we go and vote in person, on paper, get rid of the machines. There's always going to be a need for absentee ballots, but I do think now they're not deciding on whether or not the mail-in ballots are valid. They're just going to decide how they're supposed to be counted, and they must be in on Election Day. We've got more from the Supreme Court coming up in just a second. You know, you've been hearing me talk about Mark McVeary for years. Let me ask you something. Why are you still making that mortgage payment if you're in your 60s or 70s or even your 80s? That payment is probably your biggest bill every month, and it doesn't have to be there. If you're 62 years of age or older, there's a government-insured program that can pay off your mortgage completely without a monthly payment. All right, let me repeat that. No monthly payment, no selling your house, no moving. You stay right where you are. So here's the real question. What would your life look like if your payment was gone next month? More breathing room? Less stress? More control of your finances? Well, Mark McVeary has been helping homeowners do exactly this for over 30 years. He'll tell you quickly if this will work for you or not. And if it doesn't, he'll tell you that as well. So call Mark McVeary today, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. We call him the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:23 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, coming out of the lift tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, this incident is in the painted out area. They're in the area that's just wide enough, and there's a shoulder there as you're coming out. So we're getting all four lanes coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the backup is not that bad except just going into the tunnel, and then they're looking at it, and then you go down to 395, and you're on your way out to the Beltway on the southwest side. Now, because of that, we're getting some overflow traffic on 895, not quite back to Urban Avenue, but close. So it's rolling again, but it's about a 10-minute delay there, and maybe an extra 5 minutes right now, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for this Tuesday. It is going to be a sunny day today, low 50s, overnight temps in the mid-30s tomorrow. Highs will be in the 50s. And let's take a sneak peek at opening day for Thursday, Oriole Park Camden Yards, Birds, Twins, It is going to be in the low 70s and a sunny day on Thursday. 36 right now in Annapolis, 31 in Ellicott City. So we're talking about the Supreme Court hearing arguments, oral arguments yesterday on whether or not the UOVACA, as it's called, this is the absentee ballot law. Again, what happens here is that states are supposed to send out absentee ballots, as they're known, but now that's an all-encompassing term of mail-in ballots, 45 days prior to Election Day. That gives you a full month and a half to receive your ballot. For a lot of folks in the military and those overseas that are serving, our country and, want to vote and have every right to vote in our elections, it's a little bit, it's not cumbersome. It's just, the problem is if you vote that early, you may miss a few things because a lot of stuff breaks late in some of these elections. That's why I like to wait up until the last minute on Election Day to go. But the fact is, if you can't make it, you can't make it. And that could mean people that are ill. People that are in, assisted living or nursing homes and things of that nature may need some assistance in that regard. That's been a ripe area for voter fraud in the past. But 45 days is, and some states failed during COVID to meet that requirement, the 45 days. And that's what spawned this lawsuit out of, I think it was Mississippi. Far-left Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor's silly zinger to try to justify endless mail-in voting was utterly destroyed yesterday at the court. And this, of course, with Sotomayor was quizzing and trying to entrap the Solicitor General Paul Clement by equating the counting of military votes in the 2000 presidential election down in Florida after receipt to what most Democrat states have been doing with their late arriving election ballots of late, and here was that exchange.
I think the more logical way to do it would be to say that with the understanding in this court, if you decide in our favor, that for the federal general election, the ballots have to be in by Election Day,
maybe we should have another president now, because wasn't it in Florida that they were counting military votes after receipt?
So with all due respect, that is the reddest of red herrings, because what happened in the 2000 election in Florida is that pursuant to a consent decree that was entered by a federal court because Florida was violating the principal provision of UOCAVA, which says you have to give the ballot absentee ballots to the overseas voters 45 days in advance. Because Florida was violating that, there had to be a consent decree to create a remedy that was not provided.
There, what happened was that the judge made up the deadline, not the state.
No, because the state missed the deadline. The state of Florida, back, remember that, during the butterfly ballots, the hanging chads and all the like, because the state violated the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOVACA, as it's called, it requires states to provide absentee ballots to voters 45 days in advance. The state violated that, and that is what caused the judge to come in with the consent decree. So, as he said, it was the reddest of red herrings. Nice try from Justice Sonia Sotomayor. By the way, we're now finding out there's each and every day there's just more and more bad election news coming out of these blue states and these blue cities. Nearly 46,000 more votes were counted than cast in the California county. It was now being termed a massive election fraud investigation. This was in Riverside, California. And I want you to let that sink in. If tens of thousands of ballots can appear out of nowhere in a single county, how many elections, local, state, and even federal, have been compromised? How many outcomes are decided not by voters, but by a broken system that no one wants to examine? Passing the Save America Act is not optional. It's urgent. It is a bare minimum to start restoring order to an election system that is spiraling out of control. And that's the reason why the president is saying there will be no resolution to the DHS shutdown until the Save America Act passes. So he's leveraging, and rightfully so, the most important bill, I think, to come out of Congress in decades. Pass the Save America Act. Then we'll sit down and talk about ICE reform and so on and so forth for the Democrats to reopen the DHS and get these other agencies back up. By the way, ICE took the waiting time at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta from 4 hours down to 40 minutes yesterday. brilliant stroke by President Trump. Let's talk about Tim Kyle Electric, heating and cooling. Now's the time to make that appointment for your maintenance visit, your checkup for your AC, as things will get hot as we move into summer and, of course, the dog days a little bit later on in July and August. And when you turn that AC on, you're going to want it to work properly, efficiently, and be able to cool your home and without costing you an arm and a leg. And that's exactly what Tim Kyle will do. They'll come out, check over the entire system, change the filter if needed, give you a shot of refrigerant if needed, making sure all the parts are working as they should be. And now will be the time to do it before they get really, really busy or before it breaks. And you want to make sure and do it now because, you know, if you wait till, you know, you're using your air conditioning system, maybe costing you more money than it should. Call today, 410-876-9404, or go to timkylecompany.com to make your appointment. Tell them I sent you. It's 6:30, time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A group of Maryland legislative caucuses will hold joint press conferences in Annapolis this afternoon to outline their policy priorities for the remainder of the 2026 legislative session. Members of the Black, Jewish, Latino, Women's, Asian American, and Pacific Islanders and LGBTQ plus caucuses will each discuss key legislation impacting their communities in Maryland, and they will also provide updates on their priority bills. Each caucus chair will be speaking on bills that have proceeded to the opposite chamber to call for their final passage. And City Council President Zeke Cohen has introduced a measure that would place a one-year moratorium on data centers in Baltimore. Cohen says allowing the technology to come into the city without understanding the environmental impacts on the air and water would be a slap in the face to all Baltimoreans. He says while the city's partners in Annapolis have done good work to establish guardrails against data centers, the regulatory landscape remains uncertain, and Baltimore cannot be a sacrificial lamb for the data centers. And Maryland State Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who died at the scene of a weekend crash in Falston. According to the preliminary investigation, 20-year-old Gavin Hopkins failed to stop at a red light while traveling northbound on 152 on Saturday afternoon and lost control of his motorcycle, striking a mailbox and a guardrail. State police say the crash investigation remains active and ongoing. And Fox 45 reports that drivers along some of Baltimore's busiest roadways are seeing bold new billboards urging support for Baltimore Inspector General Isabel Cumming as she seeks access to public documents. David Williams, who leads the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, said the group's 125,000 members paid for the billboards, which read, "Baltimore taxpayers stand with Inspector General Isabel Cumming." It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a new problem on the Bay Bridge eastbound was a vehicle fire. Looks like it may have been overheated. I don't see a lot of smoke and things like that, but the fire department is there. They had the right lane blocked. Now they've stopped everybody on the main span. So right now, as you're coming down off the top of the bridge towards Kent Island, they are stopping traffic there. That's at the 19-mile marker for the traffic on 50 going east on the Bay Bridge. Very quickly, we're backing up into the area just around Sandy Point. So we'll keep an eye on that. There's no impact for the traffic on the westbound side. Some slowing both the harbor tunnels and incident southbound on I-95 coming out of the left tube on the shoulder, coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, but those falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's concluded spring training 2026 yesterday in D.C. with a 2-0 shutout of the Nats. Pitching shined again with Shane Boz and Chris Bassett, combining for 7 innings of 3-hit baseball. No walks. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked if this indeed is the best pitching staff he's built in his 8 years in Baltimore.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We definitely have confidence in these guys. We've made a lot of moves to augment the rotation. So we feel really strong about it. And they also all had good camps by and large. And knock on wood, we'll finish healthy here the next couple of days. So
this isn't the best rotation in the majors, no doubt, but it is a significant upgrade for the Orioles. Meanwhile, what about the team in general, the talent level that Elias has accumulated?
I am excited about the talent on this team. It was a odd spring training in the sense of a lot of guys WBC, split squat. We really only had the whole team out on the field together once or twice, and we had some health issues. But when I saw them out on the field together a couple times, I was really impressed with the way that the team looked.
And now there's another injury for the Birds as opening day approaches on Thursday.
Oh, good grief. Vasquez gets drilled, and Craig Albernez is sprinting out of the dugout. Luis Vasquez, who was in the mix for that final bench spot.
Well, not anymore. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Vasquez will begin the 2026 season on the injured list after x-rays revealed he broke his right thumb on the hit-by-pitch. Vasquez was a non-roster invitee offering a quality glove at short, second, and third. NFL news, there's a new highest-paid wide receiver in the league, and his name is Jackson Smith and Jigba. He and the Seahawks have agreed on a 4-year, $168 million extension. That's a lot. This, according to CBS Sports, the $42.15 million average annual value tops the previous high set by Cincinnati Bengals' Jamar Chase by nearly $2 million. And ESPN reporting that Smith and Jigba will also receive more than $120 million guaranteed. That's another record. Now, how will this impact the Ravens approaching a new deal with Zay Flowers, who is due to make only $2.6 million this year, despite getting selected just 2 picks behind Smith and Jigba in the 2023 draft? Ravens expected to pick up his 2027 option, which stands now at $27 million, but what happens from there is really up for debate. And finally, 1 week after the Baltimore Sun reported on the alleged hazing incident that occurred in the UMBC men's lacrosse program, there's more turmoil now at the Catonsville campus. The Sun reporting this morning the school has fired its head softball coach, Angie Nicholson, and her husband and assistant, Rick Nicholson, according to the parents of 3 players, after the assistant was accused of inappropriate conduct. On 2 separate occasions earlier this month, Rick Nicholson brushed the chest of 2 players while attempting to, quote, swat away insects. That's what the parents said. The time now is 6:37. When we return, a classic baseball story.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
So opening day on Thursday, Sean, is going to
be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Up to 70 degrees?
The low 70s.
Low
70s. Yeah.
It's going to be the 33rd opening day at Camden Yards. First one back in 1992. Is that right? Let's see. 34. Anyway, the point is, back in that day, it was Rick Sutcliffe, you probably remember,
who pitched
the shutout for the Orioles 2-0 in the final. Here's a great story. Mike McGraw actually told me the story. I wasn't aware. We looked it up on Facebook. It's absolutely true. So Sutcliffe, before he came to the Orioles, was a pitcher for the Cubs, a really good pitcher, and they were in Cincinnati playing the Reds, and Sutcliffe was on the hill, and he got tagged for back-to-back home runs. God, I hope I don't mess up this story. Eric Davis hit the first one, and then Paul O'Neill hit the second one. pitching coach Billy Connors comes out, and Sutcliffe's looking at him. You know, he never wanted to come out of a game. Sutcliffe's looking at him, and he yells at him before he gets to them. And he goes, look, I know I gave up back-to-back homers, but you ain't taking me out of this game. Billy Connors comes up to the hill, jogs up there, and you know, he says very calmly, I'm not taking you out of the game. I was just giving the chance for the fireworks guy who does it after every home run to reload in case there's number three.
That is so funny. That's a good story.
Sutcliffe was the best.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's a great story. Thanks.
Hopefully we get more fireworks on opening day.
Indeed. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Got some good news for you. We started talking about this late last week, and you know, we fired up the phone lines early this week, thanks to Delegate Lauren Erickson and others. Tampons for Timmy here in Maryland, it's dead. The bill was special ordered to the House floor last week, only to never be called up for a vote again. Now, we hope that the tide is turning on these deranged transgender bills here in the state of Maryland that deny basic science and reality and so on and so forth. But I can't attribute Democrats to having much common sense. There must be another reason that they decided to kill the bill. Maybe, I'm just speculating here, spitballing, that Governor Thaksin Spendmore did not want to sign a bill like this in woke Maryland that could be used against him in a presidential election year. He's the one that signed the bill to put tampon. You know how Tampon Tim, Governor Walz, got hammered with that nationwide? I'm just thinking that the governor made a phone call, said, not on my watch, okay? Do this another time, not while I'm here. Anyway, part of the debate, this was fascinating. This is Kathy Shalega, a Republican, Baltimore County, quizzing one of the bill sponsors, Ken Kerr. I think he's Montgomery County, as to why we need this bill. What the heck is Tampons for Timmy? And here's how that went.
Menstrual hygiene products means appropriately sized tampons. What are appropriately sized tampons? I've never heard of such a thing. What do you consider appropriate?
It just means that tampons are offered. There's no specific size.
Well, apparently there's four different sizes, so which one would you like them to use?
Just a regular size tampon in the bathroom.
Okay, maybe it should say that and not appropriately sized tampon. Now, is this going in all bathrooms, men's and women's?
Yes.
How about the Ravens Stadium?
If it is a state-owned building, then yes, it would go in. It's a public building.
Oriole Park?
Well, if it applies to the Raven Stadium, it would also apply to Orioles Park.
I guess Pimlico.
Yeah, and that, I think, the absurdity of that argument. This guy didn't even know that there are different sizes of tampons. I think most men would not know that. And he's a sponsor of the bill. So that was just, it's craziness. These people are crazy, as President Trump likes to say. The Democrats are crazy. They're a crazy party. They're absolutely lost their collective minds. So that's the good news. The bad news is there's another bill. This is the sex designation on certificates of birth, licenses and ID cards, and birth information histories. It's called the Birth Certificate Modernization Act. And it would alter the circumstances under which the Secretary of Health here in Maryland is required to make a new certificate of birth due to the change of a sex designation of an individual. It would establish requirements and a prohibition related to the making of new certificates of birth and altering the options for indicating an individual's sex designation on a license, ID card, or moped operator's permit issued by the MVA. This, once again, is a denial of science and basic reality. You cannot change your sex. You can't do it. You can make physical alterations. You can dress differently. You can speak differently. You can act differently. But you cannot alter the fact that if you are born with an XX, you are a female, and XY, you are a male.
Period. Amen.
Period. And so these people should be run out of Annapolis based on the fact they're mentally ill. They really are. So there you have it. That's that bill now on its third reader in the Senate, and it passed 24-16. Don't know if it made crossover day. I have to look into that. Yes, I think it did. HB 1589. So it looks like it did make crossover day yesterday. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Look at it this way. You can get new drapes and you can get new carpeting.
But that does not alter your sex.
No, but you can go along with what you look like.
You can redecorate.
That's what I'm trying to say. You can put on additions. You can take things off.
Are you an exterior designer then?
I could be. I'm an inferior designer.
Yes, you are.
Well, let's get out of this. Both the lanes are back open now at the Bay Bridge. That was a vehicle fire. Had us blocked off there for a while on the eastbound main span. Some of the water from where they put it out is still there in the right lane. But all the arrows have gone green again. That's the good news. We're backed up back to St. Margaret's for the traffic on 50 eastbound. This is going to take a little while for all of that to clear out and get going again towards the main span. So right now, as you're coming over from Ritchie Highway, Whitehall Road, through that area, it's backed up pretty solid, and it's going to be probably a half an hour or so. We'll just make sure we come back and stay with this. But we are moving again with everybody heading eventually over towards Kent Island. There was no impact, by the way, on the westbound side. That situation coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was an accident in the painted out area around Key Highway, that's also been cleared, and we're trying to recover there, but with heavy traffic already southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, going to be a sunny day today, low 50s, overnight temps mid-30s tomorrow, highs in the 50s, opening day, low 70s, so looking nice. 33 and 7 right now, 32 in Parkville. Headset out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Sounds like we don't have much choice.
No, we don't. No choice at all. Today is National Cheese Steak Day.
Oh. I was going to say cheese alone, but...
No, Cheese Steak Day, which, again, I bet you didn't know, Maggie, there's a Philly cheesesteak song.
Saute those onions, baby. Grill up the meat. Cheese whiz or provolone. Turn up the heat. A soft or hard roll, and you're ready to eat a Philly cheesesteak.
That's Skip Denenberg, the Philly cheesesteak song, Grill Up Some Meat, as he says.
We have the meat.
Get out and enjoy. Flag that. That's another.
No comment.
Now she just becomes really animated when she talks about meat. It's amazing.
The carnivores rock.
Yeah, they do. It's really important. A new Jalapeno Ranch Club chicken sandwich arriving at Chick-fil-A. Still my beating heart.
Yes. Stop it.
Ranch Club sandwich and all. Also, strawberry hibiscus beverages are available at Chick-fil-A as well.
No.
You can get the strawberry hibiscus Sprite, lemonade, frosted lemonade, or Sun Joy. That's
wonderful.
Lemonade. Yeah. That's an Arnie Palmer, by the way. Lemonade and sweetened iced tea.
Yes,
but hibiscus. I'm not familiar with the flavor of hibiscus. What is hibiscus? Is that a flower?
Or? Yes.
Hibiscus is a flower. The sons of the hibiscus, you know.
I went to school with them.
Yeah. All right, Crumbles introducing the new Brookies and Cream Cookie featuring Oreo. Looks pretty good. Also, the Dubai Chocolate Brownie is out now at Crumble. There is a new ice cream on the market that's made to help you sleep. It's called Snooze. And it's being marketed as the world's dreamiest ice cream. So again, I'm trying to figure out what's in this thing, because usually, you know, you got a lot of sugar and ice cream and additives, but they basically flip the formula. They put in this ice cream chamomile, magnesium, theanine, and lemon balm. All these
and
are natural. amphetamines would have the opposite effect. You're talking about barbiturates.
Barbiturates.
Yeah, that would make you sleepy.
Excuse me, know-it-all.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to, you know, correct that.
Now it's time for Mr. Know-It-All. Today's listen.
Here's another one. Mountain Dew is setting release a date for the new creamy Dirty Dew.
Ew.
Dirty Dew. Wow.
The Dirty Dew.
That's really bad. That's just, the wording is, they could have.
It's cream soda, and so I don't know why they're calling it the Dirty Dew. Builds off the original Mountain Dew formula, but shifts the profile into cream soda territory. Think citrus up front, then smoother, sweeter finish. that leans into the dirty soda style fans have been mixing up for years. So that's
dirty.
That's where the dirty comes from. It's dirty soda.
I see.
They're putting something else in the soda.
You
hopefully,
didn't wash up beforehand.
It is not a chemical, because if it is, it would even be worse. So there you have it. Dirty do. Do yourself a dirty do, Chuck. We've got Maggie with the meat and you with the dirty do.
It's a good combination.
It is a great combination.
You know what that does? That makes mud.
Or mud slide with some Baileys. Who knows?
That's true. You just slide right off.
Exactly. All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate good. That. 6:49, 11 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. JC is in Baltimore. Wants to talk about the tampons for Timmy Bill dying. Good morning, JC. JC could not hang with us or fill out a cell. Call us back, JC, if you'd like to do that. I just think that that's just my speculation that the governor saying he's watching this stuff or somebody got to him. And again, I have no knowledge. I have nobody that's told me anything. It's just pure speculation that he does not want to that stain on his presidential ambition that he's the one that signed the bill that would put tampons in men's bathrooms in the state of Maryland. Let somebody else have that dubious honor, as they say. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up next, we're going to take a look at juvenile arrest. Continue to dominate the topic of discussion at Town Hall. Among prosecutors, police, and law enforcement types, as it just goes from bad to worse. Right now, we're talking about Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orsine is an all-natural supplement developed by cardiologist Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and it is going to help you regulate your blood pressure. It's heart healthy, obviously, and at the same time, it provides fuel at the cellular level. This is something called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, that allows your cells to function, to repair, to restore, to operate efficiently, and it gives you sustainable all-day energy as well. So you don't need that second cup of coffee or even any coffee or caffeine at all, which would probably be healthier for you, and or any of these energy drinks or anything that you're using to stimulate your nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system, which then causes a crash, you know, hours later. So you'll get that all day energy and not be nodding out after lunch at work. So that's Rescue Orsine. Buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MyEnergy, MyEnergy, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 or order online res-q.com.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you spell Chuck Norris in Scrabble, you win forever. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. The dinosaurs looked at Chuck Norris the wrong way once. You know what happened to them. Chuck Norris can dribble a bowling ball. Chuck Norris once shot down an enemy plane with his finger by yelling bang. Some kids pee their name in the snow. Chuck Norris can pee his name in concrete. Yeah!
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, 8 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here on Casey and Company. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Save America Act. And they've now, the Democrats have shifted their strategy because they're being called racist because they're saying minorities can't get identification, birth certificates, etc. So now they themselves are saying they're too stupid to know how to get a birth certificate. It's a classic. And we also have that illegal alien that killed and murdered that woman out in Lakefront, Chicago. The Democrats are now blaming the victim. So they will stupid nothing to try to get their agenda through. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County, will join us to talk about whether or not they can sue to stop the governor from banning local law enforcement from cooperating with ICE. So a big, big show coming up for you here in the next 2 hours and 7 minutes. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Bailey's Johnson.
50 eastbound, still backed up here almost to Whitehall Road. If you're coming east, you're wondering what the world is going on here. Very seldom we get a problem in the morning going east on the Bay Bridge, but at one point there was a vehicle fire within the last half an hour that at one point was blocking the right lane. Then the fire department arrived, they stopped everybody, and they gave us a very good backup here all the way back to Whitehall Road. It's open on the bridge again. It's been open during the last 15 minutes or so, but this is a multi-mile backup trying to get into the Sandy Point area. Very slow, so coming east from Ritchie Highway, when you're getting over towards Whitehall Road and through there, be prepared to stop and go from that point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low 50s, overnight temps in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, highs in the 50s once again. Right now, 37 and mostly clear in Stevensville, 33 in Glen Burnie. So the topic, main dominant topic of discussion in Baltimore at this recent town hall with Ivan Bates and DJS and others is the ongoing explosion of juvenile crime. We've had 10 and 11-year-olds arrested. We've had teenagers, 13, 14 years old, do carjacking, commit commercial burglaries. There was a body shop broken into recently in southeast Baltimore. The teen that that broke in there was had been released on an ankle monitor. So, and he was out there committing crimes while on his ankle monitor. So much for monitoring these individuals. You would think that he would all be GPS. And as soon as you leave the confines of whatever your home, I don't know, maybe it's your home, maybe you're allowed to go to home and school, and that's it. But once, you know, if you're out at 2 o'clock in the morning, certainly police should be called if you've been violating the terms of your ankle monitor agreement or custody. Anyway, this teen had previously been arrested for auto theft before he started breaking in at other commercial businesses. So previously auto theft on an ankle monitor, and really learned his lesson, didn't he? Because he was out breaking into body shops, stealing cars from the body shop. So as you can see, these utes, these juvenile thugs, they haven't learned a damn thing because there are no consequences. There is no accountability. And parents at this town hall meeting the other night they pretty much have headed up to here with city officials, especially, and the state officials over at DJS.
The children are acting out because they're not supervised. And the supervision starts in the home.
Everyone that's here tonight has the power, to change Baltimore kids and crime.
Yeah. They all have the power to change it, but nobody wants to change it, even though Governor Tax and Spend More says public safety is his first and foremost priority, priority number one. Betsy Fox Tolentino, who took over for the disgraced Vinny Schiraldi, started spinning, trying to spin the crowd as to, oh, yeah, we're making great progress.
Now, is the work done? Absolutely not. Not until all of the community feels safe and we see a reduction in victimization. We need to continue to move our progress forward so that we are pushing that perception back and that we are seeing real outcomes for our community.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you gave us specifics as to what that progress looks like.
We do see some key indicators moving us forward, and we are working hard every day to continue that progress.
What are those indicators? Can you share that with the rest of the class, Ms. Tolentino, Secretary Tolentino? Can you tell us what the indicators are, or maybe they're locked up with Safe Streets or Sidestep? I'm not sure. This is just nothing more than propaganda, nothing more from spin, unless you start backing it up with real data points. And I think one of the parents at that meeting the other night at the town hall pretty much called them out for it.
And I know remarkable progress has been made, but I think we're all really getting tired of the finger pointing amongst yourselves.
Yeah, and they had another incident the other night at the Inner Harbor where a bunch of Utes had gathered and shots were fired. Thank goodness nobody was hit. Police were still trying to come up with a suspect, but again, this is not a good thing, especially having juveniles out running all hours of the night. And number two, juveniles with guns. And we're being told that, oh, we're so serious about gun violence in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland, so serious that they now want to reduce, with this Youth Charging Reform Act, even a juvenile with a gun would not automatically be charged in adult court. And that is just a... That is a problem. That's just a ticking time bomb here in but it's just a matter of time. You can talk about GVRS. You can crow about the overall reduction in crime. And, yes, a lot of that has to do with the previous U.S. Attorney Eric Barron, along with Ivan Bates and their shift to an Al Capone style, you know, going after these thugs. It also has a lot to do with President Trump removing criminal illegal aliens off the streets, including Baltimore. There's still a long way to go, as we see in Chicago recently. But the bottom line is that this is all going to blow up, because what's happening is you got 10, 11, 12-year-olds seeing that they can get away with crime. They're getting a slap on the wrist. Apparently, mommy or daddy, if there is a daddy, they don't care. The grandparents don't care. Their adult legal guardians don't care. They're letting them walk around and roam the streets. And maybe they don't know. Maybe they're busy working. I just don't know how many people are working night shift. But most of the activities occurring late at night or in the wee hours of the morning. So this is a ticking time bomb when these 10, 11, 12-year-olds repeatedly commit crimes, get away with it, and then they start escalating the level of crime that they commit. It's just a matter of time. All right, coming up, 7 o'clock, Save America Act. Democrats apparently too dumb to get birth certificates. We bring the receipts at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says what he describes as productive talks with Iran could end the war soon. However, Iran denies any discussions have taken place. Israel and Iran continue trading missile and drone fire. Amid the ongoing partial shutdown of the federal government, the war with Iran, and the breakdown of the American family, what role should Christians play in public policy? This Friday in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church will seek answers to that question at a three-day Kingdom Come conference. Coral Ridge Pastor Rob Pacienza says the conference has an ambitious agenda.
We are hosting national thought leaders that are coming in to talk about what does it mean to be the Christian citizen in the 21st century. We're called to live in this world, but not of this world. How are we distinct? So we have thought leaders like Eric Metaxas, Lucas Miles with Turning Point Faith, and just recently we heard from Senator Josh Hawley that he will be joining us as well about what does it mean to be a Christian statesman in the 21st century.
More information on the events opening this Friday can be found on the website KingdomComeConference.org. Federal investigators working to determine the cause of Sunday night's deadly crash of a plane and a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Lead investigator Jennifer Homedy says, don't expect any answers yet.
What I'm going to tell you is we are world-renowned investigators, but we deal in facts. And if we are not able to verify those yet, and we haven't been able to, we can't provide those.
Two pilots were killed in the crash. Voting 54-37, the Senate has confirmed Mark Wayne Mullen as America's new Homeland Security Secretary. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 67 points, so the Nasdaq futures are off 2, S&P futures 5 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Dang, I forgot the wakeboard. How am I supposed to enjoy myself without my favorite water activity? I mean, sure, we could still go tubing, fishing, or even just relax on a floaty, but without the wakeboard, what's the point?
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive, so you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin,
Reverend Whitfield,
A Match Made in Heaven,
or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, do you want to be free?
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. In theaters this Easter. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had some
problems early at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which was in the last 45 minutes to an hour. That all went away around the Key Highway ramp. We're still backed up and we're slow. All four lanes are open right here, looking at you live from right over top of the tunnel itself. But we're backed up back to Moravia Road. 895 is open as well. Also backed up to between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. 25 to 30-minute delays already. Barring any new problems, that'll take a little while for that to settle down once again. We had big delays on the Bay Bridge. At one point, we had a complete stoppage eastbound with a vehicle fire. That's been gone. That delay is still there. Whitehall Road through Sandy Point and up onto the main span. It's still taking an extra 20, 25 minutes right now for the traffic eastbound on 50, headed over towards Stevensville and eventually towards Kent Narrows on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, but lows falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Owings Mills and 36 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that gunfire and panic erupted at Baltimore's Inner Harbor on Sunday night, sending crowds running just before 7 p.m. as police investigated what they said likely started as a fight between two groups. Baltimore police said no one was shot. Investigators were searching for a possible suspect. Police said no arrests have been made and the investigation is ongoing. And Sarah Elfrith visited the Baltimore ICE facility Monday to conduct congressional oversight. Elfrith says she walked through the process that takes place when someone is detained, saying individuals are given a package with a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, wipes, and menstrual products. She says officials told her that all detainees have access to attorneys, clergy, and their families, and legal teams are notified when they're transferred to another facility. She says there were 8 or 9 detainees at the facility in the George H. Fallon Federal Building during her visit. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 985, the pick 4, 3920. 705 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number 1. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's a new day in Baltimore for Baltimore baseball fans, and the exhibition season is finally over.
This one's crushed to right. James Wood turns over his shoulder and can only watch it. Yody Taveras, two-run shot into the Nationals' bullpen.
Dan Colco had the call on the new Nats.TV. Yody Taveras stating his case for opening day. A two-run shot in the seventh, and that was all it took in a 2-0 shutout of the Nats. Birds finished the spring 13-13-3. The manager was asked about his first camp. How did it go?
Yeah, I think it was a great camp overall. You know, obviously the WBC always throws a wrinkle into it, but our guys that went to go play did a great job of getting themselves prepared. Couldn't be happy with the work. Coaching staff was outstanding. Players even better.
Shane Baz was electric again yesterday for Baltimore against the Nats. 5 innings of 3-hit ball, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Chris Bassett followed 6 up, 6 down over 2 innings pitched. A sidebar, former Orioles left-handed reliever Siono Perez signed in the February with the Nats, made the club. He pitched a scoreless 8th inning yesterday in D.C. Meanwhile, a couple of injury updates. Mike Elias was asked if it's realistic that Jordan Westberg can potentially return on May 1.
May 1st is
it's unrealistic. I think when I stood out here and talked about this at the beginning of the camp, I may have put it that way to just not be real specific, but this is an IL stint that's going to go into May, even in the best case scenario. So
just does not sound good at all. So it looks like it'll be Kobe Mayo starting at third for Baltimore, and Blaze Alexander, until Jackson Holiday returns, will be at second. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ray Lewis giving back to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That's the local number, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you're calling outside the metro area. That's how you get in touch with us here on the program to comment, contribute, react to any of the topics or what we've said. You can also email us, am680 at wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, is MS-13 Maryland Man about to be deported? Finally? Don't hold your breath. Democrats victim blame a woman murdered by an illegal alien. But our top story here today involves the Save America Act. And one of the Democrat arguments, well, the first argument was that minorities, black, brown individuals, would not be able to accommodate or get a photo ID. First off, they'd be in trouble with the birth certificate, and then they wouldn't be able to get a photo ID because, you know, which I think is inherently a racist thing to attribute to minorities. I really do. But that's what the Democrats, that's who they are. They're always playing down the, putting the race card down. And then when they got, when that was a bad look, when, and by the way, the vast majority of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents want the Save America Act, at least the voting components of it, which would require that you get a birth certificate to register to vote, and then once you have registered to vote, that you use a photo ID in order to vote on Election Day. That simple. It's not that difficult. But the Democrats have made it. And their first argument really was turned out to be racist, and they decided to abandon that argument. Now the argument is that we Democrats, meaning them, were too stupid to know how to get a birth certificate. And this is not just one, but several. This is the talking point that's gone out among the Democrat Party. You'll hear in the next clip, Morning Schmo, along with Mike Barnicle. And then there's Gavin Newsom, there's Bernie Sanders, there's Senator Mark Warner, and others. These are all Democrats basically saying we're too stupid, we're Democrats when it comes to birth certificates.
They don't want to approve voter ID because they cheat. They don't want to approve citizenship. In other words, you want to have citizenship in order to vote.
Yeah, that's President Trump saying that's the reason why the Democrats are playing this game. They want to be able to cheat. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, says that's exactly what's at work here, is Democrats want it to be easier to cheat and easier to vote, easier to cheat without any kind of verification.
The Democrat officials in the House, in the Senate, at the state level, fighting with every ounce of strength they have to block voter ID, to block proof of citizenship. There is one and only one reason, and that is to enable cheating.
It's not just the Democrats, it's the Uniparty. It's the John Thunes, the Tom Tillises, the Lisa Murkowskis, and Mitch McConnells of the world that are also doing this. But listen to Democrats saying that we're just too stupid to be able to get our birth certificates.
This is far too oppressive. This is not about voter ID, Mike.
Let me ask you a question. Could you find your birth certificate?
No, I couldn't.
Could you find your
birth certificate? It's ridiculous. And it's required. This is...
And of course,
we're not talking about the other aspects of the SAVE Act that go well beyond ID, and it goes to the which is also part of Jim Crow, the history, and that is when it comes to registration, you got to find your birth certificate. If you know where yours is, I have no clue where mine is, or you have to passport, and two-thirds African Americans don't even have passports.
Basically says anybody who's changed their name getting married has to go back and find their birth certificate or get a passport. A lot of folks don't have that or can't afford it. You know?
Is it some geniuses think that before you can, maybe I have it wrong here, register to vote, you need a passport or your birth certificate. Do you have a passport or your birth certificate?
At the moment?
Do you?
I do.
Right, but millions of people don't.
I should point out that Bernie Sanders and Gavin Newsom recently left the country. In order to leave the country, you have to have a passport. So somehow, Bolshevik Bernie and Gavin Newsom found their birth certificates at least once in order to get their passports. All right. Gather your Democrat friends, because we're going to do a public service here in just a couple minutes and tell you. We're going to share. This is a tutorial on how you get your birth certificate and your driver's license, because you apparently are too stupid to figure it out on your own. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I just figured out this last report. I'm beginning to lose my edge. I said the backup at the Bay Bridge would be clear in 20 minutes. It cleared out in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, losing my edge.
That's not losing your edge. If you were 5 minutes late, it would be losing your edge.
I know. But you're
ahead of your time.
I'm ahead of my time, right. Yes, that's true. But, yes, all clear now. Back on the Bay Bridge. We had problems an hour ago. Definitely back in good shape now. Whitehall Road up to the main span. Headed east towards Stevensville. No problems at all. Westbound. Next couple of minutes, we'll start to see the morning backup on I-97 southbound at Route 32. We're looking at you live here at I-95 and the BW Parkway and the ramps at 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. The backups at the Harbor Tunnel started with an early problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Have not recovered. 25, maybe stretching out the 30-minute delays southbound, and you'll have all your normal stuff right now. The usual areas out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today at low 50s. Right now we're already just a little bit above freezing. 33 and sunny in Pasadena. 33 in Middle River. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday we reported President Trump had halted the ultimatum that within 48 hours, either open up the Strait of Hormuz or the President Trump and Israel and the United States would start bombing power plants, desalination plants, etc. And, of course, then President Trump said that there was they're in negotiations. They're talking with somebody. And it's believed to be the Iranian foreign minister, not the supreme leader, because I think he's dead. We have not seen anything but cardboard cutouts of that dude since he was taken out. So, Iran foreign minister, after they initially denied there was any negotiation whatsoever, and Iran lies about everything. You know, they said they sunk the Abraham Lincoln, which that was a lie. I mean, they're just propaganda. It's trying to save face in the Middle East. Iran foreign minister signaled readiness for a deal in a call with Steve Witkoff with the United States. They're reviewing a U.S. proposal, according to CBS, and I do believe President Trump or somebody's talking to somebody inside Iran. I don't think they're making it up, but I think what it's doing, it's having a desired intent and effect of fracturing the Iranian regime. So this shadow diplomacy right now is a brilliant stroke of foreign diplomacy. The IRGC thinks that Trump or somebody else in Iran are talking, and we don't want to get left out of the table. We don't want to be the one. So now I think you have a little bit of a fracturing and discussion going on inside of Iran, and it creates dissension among the ranks, and I think that's the intended effect. And I do, hopefully, that we're told next week there'll be talks scheduled in Pakistan between the Iran and the United States. Here are what President said yesterday about the Iran talks.
Who is Steve Witkoff speaking with, Mr. President?
A top person. Don't forget, we've wiped out the leadership phase one, phase two, and largely phase three.
but we're dealing with the man who I believe is the most respected and the leader. You know, it's a little tough. We've wiped out everybody. No, not the Supreme Leader.
So
we don't. Well, nobody heard of the second Supreme Leader, the son.
Are these direct?
Nobody. We have not heard from the son. Every once in a while, you'll see a statement made, but we haven't. We don't know if he's living. But the people that seem to be running it, and they seem that based on really fact, because things they've said have taken place.
Mr. President, I know you deployed this.
I don't want him to be killed. Okay, I don't want him to be killed.
Mr. President, you deployed him.
Nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants that job right now, you know? Nobody's exactly looking forward to being the head of that particular country, but perhaps we'll be able to solve that problem.
Now, the media asked the most ridiculous and asinine questions. Who you're meeting with? Who's the leader? What's his name? Where's he located? I read a report where Israel is calling up members of the IRGC, telling him, oh, by the way, you're on the target list, and you'll be dead in 24 hours. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly is interesting. President Trump also said what he wants from Iran.
What exactly are you looking for in these talks, Mr. President?
We're looking for all of the things that we've been talking about. We want to see no nuclear bomb, no nuclear weapon, not even close to it, low-key in the missiles. We want to see peace in the Middle East. We want the nuclear dust. We're going to want that. And I think we're going to get that.
Uranium.
We've agreed to that. Yeah, we've agreed to that.
So you want the enriched uranium before you can end this.
And we want no enrichment, but we also want the enriched uranium. If this happens, it's a great start for Iran to build itself back, and it's everything that we want. And it's also great for Israel, and it's great for the other Middle Eastern countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, all of them. Kuwait and Bahrain in particular, so it's great for all of them.
Yeah, indeed it is. And he said that when asked whether or not they would get the enriched uranium, he said, yeah, we'll go on and get it. They're going to give up the ghost and we'll go get it. And who's going to control the Strait of Hormuz? President Trump said, me. And the Ayatollah. The two of us will make sure that these ships with oil will flow freely. As to the problems with the shutdown and ICE at the TSA at the airports, he says it was his idea, and he doesn't want them wearing masks at the airport.
So ICE has done very well. I've requested. Now, you know, I'm a big believer that they should be able to wear masks when they go and hunt down, you know, murderers, criminals, and others. But for purposes of the airport, I've requested that they take off the mask. I don't like it for the airport, and I believe they are willing to do that.
Wear masks, not at the airport, but they need to do it when they're out in the country.
The people coming into the airport, typically speaking, aren't murderers, killers, drug dealers, etc. There may be a few of them, but there aren't many. They're people that want to come into the country, or that people want to leave the country, go into maybe their home country. So I didn't think it was an appropriate look for an airport. I think it's a very appropriate look when they're out on the street trying to find one of the 11,888 murderers that Sleepy Joe Biden led into our country.
Stay tuned. You'll see who the president wants to send in next if ICE isn't enough. That's the way it went down, 429 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company. Joining us now from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are doing fine, sir. Thanks.
All right. So this morning I want to talk about an auto accident case that I recently settled. And this case here had a major wrinkle in it. So here are the facts of this one. My client, a 39-year-old female, she was on the Baltimore Beltway. She was exiting the Park Heights Avenue ramp. And as she gets at the end of the ramp, she's going to yield. She yields to the left, turns her body, and all of a sudden, bam, she's smashed in the rear. The defendant driver comes up to her, apologizes, said that she was not paying attention. My client has sharp neck and back pain. Police are called. Ambulance is called. My client's car is totaled. My client's taken by ambulance to the hospital. Fortunately, it's just what they say, a neck strain and a back strain. She goes to her doctor, and her doctor refers her to physical therapy. She does about 2 to 3 times physical therapy per week for about 2 years. That's a long time. Once she's done treating, we compile our list of specials, the medical reports and bills, and we send it into the defendant's insurance company. The defendant's insurance company gives us a very low offer saying, wait a second, she shouldn't have been treating at physical therapy for 2 years. That's too long. Okay, that's fine. That's their position. So we file a lawsuit. After we file the lawsuit, here's the wrinkle. The defendant passes away. So now that we don't have a defendant, how do we proceed with the lawsuit? So there's no estate open by the defendant. So we have to actually open a small estate for litigation purposes only. And we work with an estate attorney who we hire in these situations. She actually has to go to the court, open up the estate, and make herself the personal representative so that we actually serve her with our lawsuit papers, which we did, which continues on the case. So, you know, it caused us some time and some additional funds, but we needed to do what we had to do. So 2 weeks ago, we had a mediation for this case, and we were able to settle the case just shy of six figures, which was awesome because of the length of physical therapy our client went to. So it was very good. So after decades of doing personal injury accidents, folks, we've seen just about everything. So if you've had an accident, give us a call, 410-363-6848, or go up on our website. It's really chock full of great information, maflaw.com. We are here for you 24/7. Hope everybody has a great week. Go Orioles. We're very excited about the new season, and we will talk to you next week, Sean.
Sounds good, Steve. That's a new one. Thanks so much. Appreciate that at the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, maflaw.com. 723 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
And JFX, we're looking at you live here, City County Line. All the lanes are open, and from Ruxton Road and coming south of the Beltway, no issues right now getting downtown. 35, we'll make a 25 to 30-minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 is now backed up beyond Moravia Road, so it's Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue, finally into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and 895, not quite back to Moravia Road, but for sure is slowing around the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So again, another 25 minutes there. Beltway, all the normal delays in play on the Parkville side through Green Spring, and for the traffic, of course, anywhere on the west side from 795. We're looking now live at the Beltway right at the BW Parkway. All the lanes are open on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine abounds today, low 50s, overnight mid 30s. Tomorrow highs in the 50s as well. Right now 33 and sunny in Dundalk, and it's 33 in downtown Baltimore. 725. President Trump, very happy with ICE helping with security at the airports. And in Atlanta's airport, by the way, there were 4 hour waits to go through the TSA screening lines. That was reduced yesterday to 40 minutes. Still long, but it is helping. Great. And we saw the lines at BWI. And I think it's at Reagan and Dulles. The ICE agents are going to be going in, if not today, it's tomorrow. Not sure about BWI yet. Have to get some clarification on that. But if ICE isn't enough to stop this, because you have a record and a number of agents that are quitting or calling out sick right now, then the president has another solution to keep our airports open and operating.
It's great. Let him do that. And I want to thank ICE because they stepped in so strongly. They'll do great. And if that's not enough, I'll bring in the National Guard. We're not going to have the Democrats destroy our country. These people are the most destructive, sick people, the Democrats. They want, and they're fighting for this. They're fighting for men and women sports. They're fighting for transgender for everybody. Everybody go out, get your kid a nice operation, and change the sex of your kid. They're fighting for, no, think of it.
Yeah, and he said that he would send the National Guard in. National Guard to the airports if ICE is not enough. And he's serious about our transportation issues. For the longest time, we've been asking for Speaker Johnson and the Republicans in the House, Thune and the Rhinos in the Senate, to codify President Trump's executive orders into law. Good news. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida says that's what they're about to do in the House of Representatives.
we need voters to show up to the polls. I think that in part that happens to, or that has to do with the fact that we need to codify President Trump's executive orders. So I know Speaker Johnson has announced that upon returning, there's going to be 81 of those executive orders that we're going to be working on codifying and marking in stone so they can never reverse those. In addition to that, one of the top issues in this country right now, something that I addressed with you all last time I was on with you, is banning insider trading. And I have since gotten a commitment from Speaker Johnson that within the first quarter of next year, we will actually be banning that. That's something that Hakeem Jeffries has been actively working against. So that actually came out in the press. Democrats called him out for actually trying to stop that bill. And so I think that there's a lot that we're going to be able to do. But again, codifying, invigorating the base, and making sure that President Trump is out on the campaign trail, which he's promised to do.
And there you have it. And I hope that happens from her lips to God's ears. Okay, so for if you're a Democrat and you're not sure how to get your birth certificate, most people have kept theirs in safekeeping in a safe or locked up in a vault or something. Like, that would be a wise thing to do. I still have my original Social Security card that I was issued, along with my birth certificate, my passport, which I have to renew now anyway. But you can do it online. That's a great thing. But you know who genuinely struggles to produce American birth certificates? That would be people who aren't born here, okay? That's it, and that's the whole reason why. And, look, it's very simple. For you Democrats, just in case, you know, you can request a certified copy of your birth certificate online or via phone. You pay a modest fee, and you get your document within a couple of weeks, often for less than $100 without you ever leaving your kitchen or your couch. You do it right there. Yeah, and if you're impatient, the expedited options that cost a little bit more really move the process along. There are even vendors that work directly with state and local governments to streamline the process. One is called U.S. Vital Records, and the other one's called Vital Check. That's Vital, C-H-E-K, and they'll work with the state and local governments in helping you get your legal documents so that you can have your birth certificate. There's a copy on file with where you were born. I was born in Denver, Colorado. I was able to get my original birth certificate from Denver. And get a copy of it as well. So they keep the original on file. They give you a certified copy is what I meant to say. So it's very simple. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg. You can do it. And again, for some Democrats, people like Gavin Newsom and Bernie Sanders can figure out a way to get on an airplane and leave the country and go over to Davos and so on and so forth, but they can't figure out a way to get their own birth certificates. They are lying to you. They're full of, you know what, they're gaslighting you, because this is all about making it easier to cheat and stay in power.
That's right.
And they're basically saying, yeah, we're dumb because we don't know how to get birth certificates. Go figure. 7:30 coming up next. Democrats victim blame a woman murdered by an illegal alien. Time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Anne Arundel County Food Bank is preparing boxes of groceries to deliver to TSA agents at BWI who are impacted by the partial government shutdown. Food Bank CEO Leah Paley says it's the organization's way of helping some 600 area workers who are not receiving their paychecks. Other organizations like World Central Kitchen are also putting together meals for the TSA employees. Ms. Shirley's Cafe has posted a message saying it has teamed up with WCK to provide hundreds of meals for the employees at BWI. The Maryland House has passed a bill to limit student use of personal electronic devices during the school day. The measure passed on a vote of 135-1 on Monday. The Maryland Phone Free Schools Act would require each county board of education to develop and implement policies to restrict the devices no later than the 2027-28 school year. The policies would not restrict the devices for purposes documented in a student's individual education program. The proposal would not include the use to address a documented health issue, an emergency event, access to language translation tools, or to meet caregiving duties. The state Senate has already passed a companion measure. And the University of Maryland, Baltimore County has removed the school's head softball coach and her assistant coach husband amid allegations of inappropriate conduct. According to a report in The Sun, Angie and Rick Nicholson were fired Sunday evening. The parents of some softball players claim that Rick Nicholson brushed the chest of two players while swatting away insects. When one of the players objected to the actions, Nicholson allegedly threatened to cut her from the team. There has been no comment from UMBC or the Nicholsons. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning back up, arriving now. I-97 southbound at Route 32. It's slowing. It's not really stopped at this point, but it's going to become more stop and go there. And then we're really slow after the bridge at 178. No reports of any problems south of there. And traffic is coming onto the ramp at Route 50, but there might be an issue here right after the bridge at 178. We'll try to get some more information on that. As of 10 minutes ago, that was moving along okay. There is some sunshine in that area, and that could be a factor, but it looks like there's more to it than that. So heads up there as you're coming south on I-97 in Annapolis, the new wreck, Route 2 at Harris T. Allen Boulevard on Solomon's Island Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
News and notes around the Orioles as they have the day off today before practice tomorrow at Camden Yards and, of course, opening day on Thursday. Ryan Mountcastle, after much off-season speculation, is still on the team, for the moment at least, in a DH backup to Pete Alonso role at first. President of Baseball Ops Mike Elias was asked about it.
We have a DH spot. We have first base reps. I mean, Pete's not going to play 162 there. We have the ability to rotate him through the DH spot. And Mountie has historically been great against left-handed pitching. And so I think he's going to be a frontline player for us against a lot of opponents.
The interesting thing about that comment was that Pete Alonso has played 162 games pretty much every year at first base, so we'll see what the situation is this year. Meanwhile, with Jordan Westberg out for a while, if not indefinitely at this point, third base belongs to Kobe Mayo. Elias was asked if he thinks that Mayo can hold it down.
Well, we had a terrific camp, and you know, losing Westberg, a guy like that, that's been a blow. It will be a blow. It's tough. We're very fortunate to have Kobe Mayo right behind him, promising young player, and I think he's got a great opportunity ahead of him, and I think he's ready.
Mayo finishes the spring with 14 hits and 37 trips to the plate, two homers, 12 driven in, but three errors at the hot corner in 22 chances. On another note, the demotion of Dean Kramer, who obviously doesn't belong in AAA and probably won't be there too long. Manager Craig Albernez says it actually speaks to what the Orioles have accomplished.
It's a byproduct of where we're at right now, and it's a great problem to have. You know, Dean is a big league pitcher, and so to have someone like that, a big league pitcher caliber starter in AAA, is great for our depth.
Injury updates for Baltimore. The Birds had imaging done yesterday on both Heston Kerstad and Keegan Aiken. No official word on either results. Outfielder Dylan Beavers with a knee injury is progressing better. Should be okay for opening day. Albernez, though, saying we'll see where we're at tomorrow's practice. NCAA women's action last night. Do not adjust your hearing aid. What I'm about to say is accurate. Undefeated UConn at 35-0 coming into the game last night led Syracuse 65-12 at the half. UConn outscoring Syracuse 33-8 in the first quarter, 32-4 in the second quarter, on their way to a 98-45 win over the Orange in the second round of the women's NCAA tournament. The Huskers are now 36-0 on the season, and they made it to the Sweet 16 for the 32nd straight year. And finally, a note from the first round of the NCAA basketball tournament that has a local connection. This was round one on Friday. Santa Clara and and Kentucky. The Broncos leading the Wildcats by 3 with just a couple seconds left to play. Spiro Dedis had the call on CBS, and you recognize the name. Otega Oweh is Odafe Owe's younger brother, making the shot that sent it to overtime, UK beating Santa Clara in the first round, only to get smoked by Iowa State in round 2. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how has he done it?
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
You made an interesting comment, believe it or not.
Which one?
Which one is right? After the last 6:30, I think it was sports. Maybe it was 6 o'clock. I don't know. And you said, we need to get some competition for the UConn women's basketball team. Yes. So they're 36-0 this year, right. As I mentioned. They're in the NCAA Sweet 16 for the 32nd straight time. The question is, how has Gino Auriemma done it? I mean, this is a guy who, listen to this, he's still coaching today.
Yeah.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame 20 years ago.
I know.
And he's still coaching. His record is 1,280 wins and 165 losses. It's a winning percentage of 890.
Is that the best of all time?
College basketball, for sure. Right. It's probably the best ever. You know?
Right.
And the question is, like, how actually, for almost 40 years, has he maintained that program? Now, having said that, they haven't won a national championship in 10 years, which is what he's going for.
Right.
But he's won 11 of them.
Yeah.
So it's just really an amazing feat.
It just, I think it's one of those cases where, you know, that's where you don't have to really recruit. I mean, people just want to go to UConn.
If
you're a woman, high school basketball player, you want to go to UConn. And they can pretty much, you know, pick their, you know, the best of the best.
It's brand recognition. Yeah. When Gino Auriemma calls someone and says, hi, it's Gino Auriemma,
right.
You're going to get the meeting.
Right.
So
it's sort of like what we do here at Casey & Company. We actually don't have to recruit. The best come here.
Case in point.
Exactly. Don't you pick up on that.
I'm a smart guy, Sean. That's why you hired me.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. On a more serious note, serious matter, it has happened again. We told you about it the other day. An 18-year-old Loyola University of Chicago, a student named Sheridan Gorman, shot and killed in Chicago over the weekend by an illegal alien. The illegal alien, his name was announced on Sunday, Jose Medina Medina, been arrested for the murder of Sheridan Gorman, a freshman at Loyola, and he was let into the country by the Biden regime, by the open border Democrats, and we've had all the names, Lakin Riley, Jocelyn Non-Gray, Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Morin here in Maryland, Dakara Thompson from Prince George's County. These are just few of the many, of the hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans that have been murdered by illegal aliens that have been embraced by the Democrat Party with their open borders, sanctuary city policies. And Chicago is one of them. They're a sanctuary city. In fact, Governor Pritzker, in the last 6 months or year, has been seen on the lakefront where Sheridan Gorman was murdered, saying that, Trump says this is a hellhole, looks pretty peaceful to me, of a harbinger of things to come. Sadly, tragically, this young woman's life was taken by an illegal alien who should not have been in the country. And yet, Pritzker finally breaking his silence on this illegal charge, and he's blaming Trump for politicizing the case. And for those pointing out that they're but for the grace of God go we, in this country, which was brought to the eve of destruction by the Democrat Party. And I agree with President Trump. The radical left is now the greatest enemy to threaten the United States once Iran has been brought to heel. But that does not stop the Democrats from pouring gasoline on the fire. A Chicago alderwoman, her name is Maria Haddon, she took to video just the other day and said the victim here, the murder victim, might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time.
All the time, right? And they go out on the pier, they walk around. So the kids were out doing normal things people do in the neighborhood. And it sounds like this might have been a wrong place, wrong time, running into a person who had a gun. They might have startled this person at the end of the pier unintentionally. But that's...
It's the victim's fault, according to this Democrat. She just happened to run in with a person with a gun, startled that person with a gun. Yeah, she had a "please shoot me" sign on her back. I mean, if people of Chicago or Baltimore or wherever put up with this kind of insanity, you know, God help us. I tell you, it was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was the illegal alien, not the victim. I don't know how much more insensitive. You know, everybody was upset about what Trump said about Mueller, rightfully so, the death of the former FBI director. Where's the Democrat outrage on this? Where's the media outrage on blaming the victim for her own murder? That's who your modern Democrat Party is. 743. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Reserve your spot. Matchwits with Maggie, Kristen, and Chuckles. Speaking of which, he's chuckling his way through morning rush hour. Once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I get to sit here and laugh. Watching everybody else cry. It's unbelievable. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We haven't been backed up this badly in a long time. 95 now is backed up from the Toll Plaza area at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, almost back to Kenwood Avenue in Rosedale. So you're coming down from the Beltway, you pass Kenwood, you get down towards Chesico, and then it just goes bump, bump, bump. And you're just crawling from there all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel towards 395. 45-minute delays now on 95. 895 is backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. So the Old Harbor Tunnel also has at least a half an hour delay. But up to 45 minutes now on 95 South. If you're in and around Annapolis, that wreck was Route 2 at Aris T. Allen Boulevard. A couple of vehicles were involved. Your morning backup in Annapolis, I-97 southbound. And I think most of that problem near the bridge at 178 was the bright sunshine that just appeared there in the last 25 or 30 minutes. So go back and double check that again. But it looked like it was moving a little bit better as of 4 or 5 minutes ago. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary next month in April, and you'll always get the best service and satisfaction. Stop by at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny day today and highs in the low 50s, mid-30s tonight, and again tomorrow in the 50s. Opening day looks great. Sunshine, low 70s. Orioles host the Twins at Oriole Park at Camden Yards right now. 37 and windy in Ocean City, and it is 31 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs here today. Joe in Milford Mill. Good morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning. How are we doing today?
We're doing A-OK. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Hey, Sean, am I not your legal hitter?
What's up? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, am I not your lead-off hitter?
Your lead-off hitter. You want to go first? Absolutely. All right, Joe. He's ready to.
All right, Joe.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go to bat. Take a swing, and not necessarily a chuck.
Well, no, never.
Yeah, never, right.
No, he and I are buddies. We're all right.
All right, here we go. Story number one. It's the new fitness craze in New York City. It's turning women into swashbuckling fighters. It's called sword yoga. Women, with the help of a double-edged blade, perform their yoga exercises. Usually a steel 30-inch double-edged blade is the sword of choice.
You go to getthepoint.com.
Sword yoga. Story two. It's being reported that the Biden CIA put out a warning that traditional moms and homemaking could be seen as a threat of white extremist tactics. The CIA produced intelligence assessment focused on women advancing white, racially and ethically motivated violent extremist radicalization and recruitment, including the activity of traditional motherhood and homemaking. And story three, Anne Arundel County is considering a resolution that would stop the problem of runaway shopping carts. You know, whether it's Target or Walmart or
sure,
the grocery store.
Well spent.
If those shopping carts leave the public property or private property of those said stores and end up on city or county property, you could be fined $100 for leaving
I'm
the cart.
I'm going to find you.
Well, I didn't say it was a smart bill, but we'll have to wait and see.
Just asking a question.
I guess it would be on video, store video or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Story one, sword yoga is the hot new fitness trend. Story two, Biden CA warned that traditional moms and homemaking were white extremist threats. Or story three, Anne Arundel County's new $100 fine on wayward shopping carts. All right. We'll start with Kristen.
Oh, Joe wanted to go first.
I'm sorry. Joe wanted to go first. Thank you for the reminder. Joe, go ahead.
Well, Sean, you know, I'm blessed with another birthday, so I have to win today.
Oh, today's a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I have to win, you know. So,
well, that's up to you.
I think I have to go with number one. The sword is
sword yoga? Okay, Joe votes for sword yoga. Kristen?
That is New York City. I could see that being true, and I could see the Anne Arundel County story being true. Yeah, shopping carts, like plastic bags, those are our biggest problems, right? I'm going to go with number two. I think the Biden administration would do that, but it would be more of an FBI thing, not a CIA thing.
All right, Kristen votes for story number two. Chuck, by the way, likes to do skewer yoga.
Skewer yoga.
You can eat.
Like the ones with the goats on your
back. You can eat while you work out. Maggie.
I'm going with number one.
Maggie goes for number one. Chuck?
There's nothing better than having an old goat on your back.
Stop talking about me that way. I told you, stop.
Not you, sweetheart. You know that.
Oh, honey.
Oh. Three, please.
Chuck goes for number three. Number three, the $100 wayward shopping cart fine in Anne Arundel County is the fake news of the day.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about that, Joe. Thanks for... playing and leading off the game.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sorry I wasn't a winner for you, but Chuck stole your thunder.
I know about shopping carts.
Yes, you do.
And he knows about thunder.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He brings it on a daily basis.
I know about old goats.
He knows about rumble and thunder.
I just got one. Never mind.
All right, very good.
Do you rumble? He says only after I have bicarbonate.
All right, see you in a couple. Town Appliance, Mayor and Mayor, we are making great advances here at the Casey household today. We're getting the cabinets altered so we can fit our brand new refrigerator in our kitchen. So it took a while because, you know, we had nearly 40-year-old cabinets. And try matching the stain. We had to get a shorter cabinet above the refrigerator. First off, finding cabinets that were close were an issue. And now we had to get a good buddy of ours to stain it, and he's going to install it today. Anyway, so we're getting close to getting that kitchen appliance that we need. And we're choosing Town Appliance. You should, too. 70 different brands on display. Now their 47th anniversary sale going on right now. And you could win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary. Just head into the store. Check it out. Tell either Mayor or Mayor that I told you to call. Town Appliance has got the 5-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. They're right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-7000. 1199, or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I love it when the left practices cannibalism. Did you see the recent story that leftist civil rights icon Cesar Chavez was accused of years and years and years of child sexual abuse? And there's actually a school in Prince George's County named after Cesar Chavez. And now the Prince George's County officials are considering renaming the Cesar Chavez School amid these child sexual abuse allegations. It is just too rich. It's the irony here is just it is dripping with I guess the consequences for the radical left. That is just something else, huh? 7:53 traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yeah, cannibalism. We'll have you over for dinner one night.
That's right.
We'll keep an eye out.
There's a fava beans and a fine Chianti.
Yes.
What line is that from?
That's from, what was his name?
Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
Right. Silence of the Lambs.
Right. You caught me off guard. I wasn't able to think that moment.
That's all right.
I was concentrating on what I was doing here. The traffic south and eastbound right now, bright sunshine this morning. A lot of areas really having an impact. The inner loop right here at 83 towards York Road, towards Delaney Valley Road, then again over towards Paring Parkway. Anybody south and east, that sun is right in your face. And that was really part of the problem on I-97 southbound at the bridge at 178. We got a little better look at it as the sun came up more over the trees, and then it was backing us up on I-97 back through Route 32. Report of a new minor wreck on Russell Street northbound near the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Boy, is that appropriate. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, low 50s, mid-30s tonight, 50s again tomorrow. For opening day this Thursday, sunshine, low 70s. So going to be a great day for baseball at Oral Park at Camden Yards. 34 downtown, and it is 34 in Glen Burnie. So this is a story that will not die. The saga of MS-13 Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. This is the guy that was enjoying margaritas with Senator Chris Van Hollow after he was deported once and then brought back into the country. And first off, it's not the judge or the judicial branches. They're not in charge of immigration. They're just in charge of making sure that the Constitution is followed when it comes to these kinds of cases. But the Trump administration is now saying they're ready to kick him out. MS-13 Maryland man could be gone to Liberia within days. His attorneys have 2 weeks to argue why that shouldn't happen. And then federal judge, an Obama appointee, Paula Ginnis, will ultimately decide whether to dissolve these injunctions that have been slapped, blocking his detention and removal. So here's the argument. He's gone. He's out of the country eventually. The question is to where. He wants to go to Costa Rica, okay, which I guess might be arguably better than Liberia. I don't know. I've not been to Liberia nor Costa Rica, so I don't know which is. I understand Costa Rica might be a little bit more of a temperate climate. I'm not sure. In any event, there's good reason to believe that Garcia would be deported to a third country in the foreseeable future, citing a lack of firm assurances from any receiving nation. The judge said She would need a guarantee he would not be sent back to El Salvador. Remember, he was afraid that his old gang was going to slice and dice him. But then we found out his old gang no longer exists. And so that threat is now moot, but the court apparently doesn't get that. ICE Director Todd Lyons told the court the U.S. has been negotiating with Liberia, warning that abandoning those efforts could harm diplomatic credibility. And Garcia doesn't get to name where he wants to go. That's it. I mean, the immigration law of the United States is they will deport you to a country, third party, as they deem fit. You don't get to choose. I want to go to an all-expense-paid trip to Costa Rica, or I'd rather go to the south of France, or I'd rather go to Lake Como in Italy. You don't get to pick your spot, okay? The United States has agreements with some of these countries in offloading. Now, what you should do is you really should go back to the country of origin, the country from which you came. But he's concerned about doing that. So don't you think he should go back to a Spanish-speaking country since he came from El Salvador? You would think that would be. If they could find one. But apparently nobody wants this guy. Let's face it. Nobody wants an MS-13 gangbanger who beat the hell out of his wife, who allegedly was trafficking in human beings when he was caught down in Tennessee. But it's interesting the poster child that MS-13 Marilyn Mann has become for the Democrat Party. And especially now that we've seen another illegal alien murder, this time in Chicago. And we did two or three stories earlier this week on illegal aliens who have killed Americans. And this guy beat his wife and was trafficking allegedly in human beings down in Tennessee. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But they bend over backwards to protect these monsters, and that's what they are. They're monsters, and President Trump and the Trump administration is just trying to get rid of these monsters and get them off the streets so they don't kill or hurt anybody else. And judges are standing in the way. These activist judges, like Judge Shinnis in Prince George's County, Tim Kyle Electric Heating Cooling. They've got the electrical work as well. If you need any kind of electrical work done, interior, exterior, landscaping, you need a new ceiling fan or new circuit breakers, or you need to have additional lights installed, whatever your needs are, they'll handle it. They have a commitment to service and excellence, and all you have to do is give them a call. And in addition to that, they can check out your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system. Right now we're focusing on air conditioning because as we move into the warmer months, you want to make sure that your AC is running, and it might need a shot of refrigerant, or it might need some parts to be. I had one in my case, my heat pump, my air conditioning went out last summer, had a little bit of a problem, and Tim Kyle helped with that just for a brief moment. But that's why you want to do it now, so you don't wait till summer and which you have a problem. Call today, get your appointment, they'll come out and check your system out. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Or 404, rather, or you can go online, timcallcompany.com, and tell them I told you to call or visit. All right, coming up next, Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County. He's going to join us, talk about the governor banning cooperation, local law enforcement cooperation with ICE, and he is thinking about a lawsuit after that ban. We'll get an update on that and much more. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Airstrikes have hammered Iran's capital while Iranian missiles and drones target Tel Aviv and sites across the Mideast. The hostilities persist even as President Trump says that the U.S. is in talks with Iran about ending the war. Mr. Trump describing those discussions as productive.
The president refuses to guarantee a positive outcome but says the two sides could reach an agreement soon.
If this happens, it's a great start for Iran to build itself back, and it's everything that we want.
He says Iranians have agreed to not develop a nuclear weapon and that the U.S. would take possession of Iran's enriched uranium, critical to its nuclear program. However, Iranian officials deny that talks have been held. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia has unleashed a massive drone and missile barrage on civilian areas of Ukraine. It's also stepping up ground attacks along the front. Fire crews in southeast Texas had their hands full.
The large explosion at an oil refinery near the Texas coast, shooting plumes of smoke into the air and forcing nearby residents to shelter in place. No one was injured in the explosion at the Valero refinery in Port Arthur. Valero's website says the facility has 770 employees and processes 435,000 barrels of oil per day. The plant refines heavy sour crude oil into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Jason Walker reporting.
Confirmed by the Senate, Mark Wayne Mullen may be sworn in today as America's new Homeland Security Secretary and takes over as the TSA funding impasse drags on in Congress. Stock futures lower this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures currently down 61 points. NASDAQ futures off 12. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New report from Howard County, and there may be lane blockage here. It's just outside of the camera range, eastbound I-70 near Route 97. So if you're coming in from Woodbine Road, which is Route 94, heads up, the initial report says two of the inside lanes are blocked on 70 on the eastbound side. We'll try to get a look at that. The backup on 95 through Rosedale has moved in just a bit, a little closer to the city-county line, but both the tunnels are still looking at delays of 25 to 30 minutes, both on 95 and into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Pikesville at 37 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Anne Arundel County Food Bank is preparing boxes of groceries to deliver to TSA agents at BWI who are impacted by the partial government shutdown. Food Bank CEO Leah Paley says it's the organization's way of helping some 600 area workers who are not receiving their paychecks. Other organizations like World Central Kitchen are also putting together meals for the TSA employees. Miss Shirley's Cafe has posted a message saying it has teamed up with WCK to provide hundreds of meals for the employees at BWI. And the Maryland House has passed a bill to limit student use of personal electronic devices during the school day. The measure passed on a vote of 135-1 on Monday. The Maryland Phone Free Schools Act would require each county board of education to develop and implement policies to restrict the devices no later than the 2027-28 school year. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 985. The pick four, 3920. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Are you ready for some baseball? Well, Shane Baz apparently is. The dynamic right-hander showed his stuff yesterday in D.C., and the Nats couldn't hit it. Five innings of shutout ball, three measly singles, no walks, and five strikeouts as the Birds conclude spring training 2026 with a 2-0 blanking of the Nationals. Here was President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias on the acquisition of Baz. This was back in December.
We see him as a front-end of the rotation starter. I think he has a ceiling to tap into being a top of the rotation starter. We're not necessarily asking that of him in 2026.
The right-hander made all of his starts in 2025, throwing 166 innings to an ERA of 4.87. But keep this in mind, he was throwing at the Rays minor league ballpark. Remember that? His home ERA was 5.90, but on the road, it was just 3.86. Also, Baz now 2 years past his Tommy John surgery. Baltimore County Public Schools with a big announcement yesterday, partnering with Ray Lewis and the Ray of Hope Foundation, announcing the launch of the Rising Together School-Wide Mental Health Screening Program, which will be offered in 15 BCPS schools. The program will connect students ages 8 through 18 with confidential mental health and wellness screenings so that they can be identified with, if they are identified with depression, anxiety, and other risk factors early, and that is so important. And finally, sad news to report from the world of hockey. Minnesota Wild hockey reporter Jessie Pierce and her three children died in a house fire on Saturday. The incident occurred in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Bystanders reported seeing flames coming through the roof. Pierce contributed to NHL.com as a Wild reporter for the last 10 seasons. Jessie Pierce was 37 years of age. Her three children, Hudson, Caden, and Avery, were 8, 6, and 4. Coming up in 30 minutes, the business of college basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Coming up in this segment, Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline to discuss the governor's ban on the local law enforcement cooperation with ICE, the 287G program, maybe a pending lawsuit, as well as we continue to watch law-abiding American citizens being murdered by illegal aliens. It's happened again in Chicago. Sheriff Lewis, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me on the show, sir.
It is always a pleasure to hear from you, sir. It has happened again. 18-year-old college student in Loyola University in Chicago was murdered by an illegal alien let in by the Biden administration in 2023. We find out this was catch and release. There was no asylum pending. We find out that he was arrested for a shoplifting case later on that year. And at that point, had somebody in the sanctuary city of Chicago notified ICE, he would have been deported. Instead, he was allowed to remain in Chicago, where he went on to murder this 18-year-old woman. And this is repeating itself all over the country and here in Maryland. And, you know, what is your reaction to the governor and the Democrats wanting to ban simple cooperation with federal agencies? They do it all the time. And in other areas, why are they so concerned about this one?
You know, Sean, it's absolutely unconscionable that another incident like this has happened, but they're happening with regularity. And they have been happening with regularity. We only hear about the ones that resulted in death. But we don't hear about the ones that resulted in maiming, disfigurement, people who are forever disabled because of the violent attacks that are occurring by these illegal immigrants across the country. You know, one has to look no further than Maryland. We're all very familiar with the Rachel Morin case up out of Harford County. But what we rarely hear about is what happened down in Prince George's County, Maryland, specifically in Bowie, involving 19-year-old Dakar Thompson, an African-American female, because illegal immigrants don't discriminate. They couldn't care less who they violently victimized. But 19-year-old Dakar Thompson was kidnapped. She was murdered. Her body was dumped along U.S. Route 50 in Bowie, Maryland, where her body decomposed for 9 days before she was discovered in August of 2025. The man responsible for her murder, Hugo Hernandez Mendez, had been arrested in Montgomery County, Maryland, on a DUI. Because they don't have 287G in Montgomery County, he was released and was awaiting trial when he murdered a 19-year-old Maryland resident, a young lady who had just graduated from high school. We rarely hear about this one. And it's so sad because this affects states across this entire country. But right here in our backyard, we can name countless of cases where people have been victimized. Maryland has been victimized because of these sanctuary policies that are currently underway in the great state of Maryland.
Yeah, the governor says public safety is priority number one. And how could he possibly reconcile that when the safest, I think the safest way to handle criminal illegal aliens is when they're, you know, peacefully handed over to ICE agents in the jailhouse. That way they're not released back into neighborhoods.
Exactly, Sean. You and I both know public safety should be our number one concern, but it's not our number one concern. And when Senate Bill 245 was signed into law by the governor as emergency legislation, I said it then, and I'll say it again, it was the biggest betrayal, literally the biggest betrayal to American law enforcement I have ever seen, let alone Maryland law enforcement. This was a betrayal to all of us who have worked our entire lives. I've been in law enforcement for 42 years, and what a slap in the face to me, my deputies, and our beloved Maryland State Police Agency that I proudly worked for 22 years before I retired to be the sheriff down here in Wicomico County 20 years ago. It was a slap in everyone's face. And our Maryland State Troopers can't say a word about it. Oh, they support me. They support everything I'm doing down here regarding 287G. But they are silenced by our own governor. They can't voice their concerns. And, you know, this Senate Bill 660, which would further restrict our ability to work with immigration, not only work with immigration, but actually pits local law enforcement against immigration. And that status, I hope we defeated that in the Senate, but I don't know that yet. As of last Wednesday, it was uncertain as to what status was on that bill, as well as 791. These are ridiculous bills that have been introduced by our liberal lawmakers in Annapolis. Unfortunately, they control everything. 73% of our lawmakers are Democrats, and they're controlling everything in Annapolis. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what I think. When they look at you, Sean, when you walk into the judicial proceeding room or the House floor, and they lean over and say, Sheriff, this bill is going to pass with or without your testimony. I'm telling you now, it's going to pass. And
right.
You feel defeated before you ever get started, Sean.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, more on we're going to get the consequences of these bills, should they pass, in just a second. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. More with Sheriff Mike Lewis. Wicomico County, just a second. Let's get an update on traffic. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 95 North coming up from the Beltway on the southwest side, coming up from Arbutus, then eventually up to 395. It's a little bit slow in that area. I've been looking up ahead towards 395 up around Russell Street. I don't see anything, but it doesn't take much, even a broken down vehicle. Bright sunshine, but heavy traffic there. You come out of the shade just north of the Beltway, and then right there at Caton Avenue, that sun is right in your face. So some of that is because of the sunshine and then heavy traffic up towards 395. Both the tunnels southbound still sporting at least a 25 to 30-minute delay. A lot of slowing on the Beltway on the Parkville side through Pikesville, and we're slow from 795 down the hill towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low 50s. Right now, Stevensville on the Eastern Shore, 38, and it is 35 in Middle River. On our Newsmaker hotline, Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis. We're talking about the bills. One's already passed, of course, had an immediate effect where the bills the governor signed banning the formal agreements, 287G, with Wicomico County and other jurisdictions. This other bill, the Community Trust Act, would pretty much ban all cooperation. What do you think the real life consequences if that bill passes? What's it going to do to local law enforcement in this state?
Well, we've already been eviscerated by this administration. Law enforcement has been eviscerated by this administration. When I look at Senate Bill 660, when it directs and diverts local law enforcement personnel and our resources away from responding to violent crime and other property-related offenses, instead, we've got to respond any time we have information that ICE is operating with our respected AOR, area of responsibility. We must instruct our deputies to respond to the scene. We must approach ICE or other federal agents. We must find out what agency they're working for. We must try to obtain their ID numbers. We must try to find out what type of warrant they have. Is it judicial? Is it civil immigration warrant? And we must record their activity by our own body-worn cameras. We must inform them they're being recorded, and we must document the safe transfer of anybody in their care into custody, and we must notate whether there's any medical service required or requested by the person, by the illegal alien they're taking into custody. And then we must generate a report. Then this information must be forwarded to the Maryland State Police, so they can obviously coordinate the reports and see if this is a problem. How ridiculous is that? Pitting local law enforcement against federal law enforcement when we all know their handcuffs are considerably larger than ours.
Doesn't this bill or these bills, wouldn't it also put the immigrant communities themselves at further peril?
Oh, absolutely it puts them in peril, and I've said it all along. Anytime we're not allowed to do a safe transfer of one illegal criminal alien into the custody of a federal agent, instead they get released out into the community. Now the feds have to go track them down because we're no longer allowed to cooperate with them in a secure facility. Now the feds have to go track them down at their homes, at their businesses. And when the feds go in, and in many cases, Sean, in the absence of a search warrant, which is perfectly legal and it's lawful without a search warrant in many cases, they kick in the doors, they go inside, everyone gets handcuffed, everyone gets placed down on the floor, and then ICE goes down the line to determine who's in the country legally. So instead of apprehending one, they're apprehending eight or nine people at one location. Yes, it puts everybody in jeopardy.
Democrat Senator Angela Alsobrooks, who used to be the Prince George's County Executive, has called ICE a murderous organization. Your reaction to that, Sheriff?
Well, we both know that that's despicable to make a comment like that. These are some of the most highly trained federal agents out there who have a very, very difficult and challenging job trying to protect the American people, trying to protect our homeland. I will continue to collaborate with ICE. I will continue to work with ICE to protect my community, protect our house. It's horrible that anyone make a comic like that regarding our own federal agents who are sworn to protect our homeland.
I've talked to you and Sheriff Jenkins and Sheriff Gaylor and others, and there's still the possibility of trying to find a legal avenue to overturn these bills. Has anybody from your organization or from your department talked to Judicial Watch in Washington to see if they're interested?
We have talked to Judicial Watch. We've talked to a number of entities across this country. We had Colonel Alan West, former Congressman Alan West, was up here last Monday touring not just Harford County, but he was also touring Frederick County secured facilities up there, both the detention centers up there. Colonel West is a dear friend of mine, and we together, along with other sheriffs, are exploring all of our options. 2 weeks ago today, I had former U.S. Attorney Julianne Murray from Delaware in my office. She firmly believes we have a path forward, a legal path forward, to get our case before the Supreme Court of the United States. We are leaving no stone unturned. When the announcement is made, trust me, it's going to be made. We will let the world know what we're about to do.
Very good. Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County. Keep up the great work, Sheriff, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you and our listeners.
All right, so much. It's Sheriff Mike Lewis, and again, you can see he's very serious about this lawsuit. They just haven't found anybody yet to bring it, so that'll be interesting to watch that. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
623, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so we came back to look at 95 again, just north of the Beltway, coming up from Arbutus. Thought maybe there might have been something in there. I think what it is when you come up from the Beltway around that curve right before Caton Avenue, you're in the shade, and then bam, right there you're in the sunshine, and it's right on the windshield until you get up towards 395 and up through there. So it's slowing us down, and then it gets better as you work your way up towards the ramps at 395, and all the interchanges there at Camden Yards are in good shape. We're still looking at 20 to 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound with a lot of traffic south around the city-county line, both on 95 and 895. All the normal delays, all the normal stack-ups are still out there on the Beltway along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, low 50s, mid-30s tonight, back in the 50s tomorrow as well. And right now we're sunny, 35 in Dundalk, 33 in Forest Hill. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday celebration. And our America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality. Well, yesterday, while he was in Memphis, President Trump visited Graceland, the home of Elvis Aaron Presley. And it was on this day in 1958 that Elvis was inducted into the U.S. Army, starting the day of the King of Rock and Roll and ending it as a lowly buck private in the U.S. Army. He actually, when he turned 18 on January 8, 1953, he registered for the Selective Service System, making himself eligible for the draft. The Korean War was underway at the time. But as a student in good standing at a high school in Memphis, Elvis received a student deferment and kept him from facing conscription during the conflict's final months. Elvis would receive another deferment 4 years later when his draft number finally came up. But this time he had a different reason for a deferment, to complete the filming of his fourth Hollywood movie, King Creole. When that obligation was fulfilled, Uncle Sam would wait no longer. Elvis reported for duty on March 24, 1958. 2 days later, he received what was perhaps the most well-publicized haircut in the history of the armed forces. A couple of life-changing moments for Elvis while he was in the service. He showed no signs of nervousness or regret. His mom, obviously, the dark circle under her eyes, hint that the emotional impact of preparing to send off her only child in a 2-year stint away from home, far longer than she and Elvis had ever been separated. Elvis had a twin, Jessie, that died at birth. This would be the last time that Elvis would see his mother, Gladys, in good health. She was diagnosed with hepatitis, hospitalized later that spring during Elvis's first weekend leave. He would be granted leave once again in August to attend to his mother on her deathbed. She would pass away in August of that year. 4 weeks later, Elvis shipped out to Germany, where he would make another huge change in his life. During his 2 years in the Army, he would meet 14-year-old Priscilla Beaulieu while in Germany, and he would watch while a new crop of teen idols took over the limelight. But that's where Elvis and Priscilla met, in Germany while he was in the service. And, of course, Elvis would return to his rightful throne, but his Army years mark a clear line of separation from the old Elvis and the new Elvis, but still known as the King of Rock and Roll, inducted on this day, March 24, 1958, into the U.S. Army. And that is a look at America 250 birthday celebration.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
And this is a sad state of affairs. Secret Service agent faulted for her failures at Butler, Pennsylvania. The assassination attempt on President Trump has been suspended for the third time. This is the third time in a year and a half that Mio Perez, who served as the site agent for the Butler campaign rally where would-be assassin shot Trump's ear, nearly killed him. And did kill retired firefighter Corey Comprachore and seriously injured two others on the crowd. She failed to have the rooftops secured in the sweep of the Butler when they were doing their prep, you know, for the president's visit. And she was, again, she remained an agent. She should have been fired, in my estimation.
Absolutely.
But that's, you know, government work for you. And she faced ongoing leadership scrutiny. She was sidelined from protective duties, but now apparently she married a foreign agent, a Brazilian foreign national, without notifying the Secret Service, according to a copy of her marriage certificate that has thus landed in her third suspension. I don't know, maybe three strikes and you're out in the Secret Service. This woman does not belong anywhere near the protective detail. Put her on desk duty or something. Get rid of her. All right, that's going to do it. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Meg.
Thanks. Good morning. The University of Maryland, Baltimore County has removed the school's head softball coach and her assistant coach husband amid allegations of inappropriate conduct. According to a report in the Baltimore Sun, Angie and Rick Nicholson were fired Sunday evening. The parents of some softball players claim that Rick Nicholson brushed the chest of two players while swatting away insects. When one of the players objected to the actions, Nicholson allegedly threatened to cut her from the team. There's been no comment from UMBC or the Nicholsons. And a suspect has been found not guilty of murder in a deadly mass shooting in East Baltimore. 44-year-old Eric Kibler was convicted on firearm charges, but a jury deadlocked on two counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Kibler and other members of the Thunder Guards Motorcycle Club were gathered at their clubhouse on North Spring Street when 36-year-old Anthony Martin was shot and killed, and seven other people were injured, allegedly over a parking dispute. The Anne Arundel County Food Bank is preparing boxes of groceries to deliver to TSA agents at BWI who are impacted by the partial government shutdown. Food Bank CEO Leah Paley says it's the organization's way of helping some 600 area workers who are not receiving their paychecks. Other organizations like World Central Kitchen are also putting together meals for the TSA employees. Miss Shirley's Cafe has posted a message saying it has teamed up with WCK to provide hundreds of meals for the employees at BWI. And the Maryland House has passed a bill to limit student use of personal electronic devices during the school day. The measure passed on a vote of 135-1 on Monday. The Maryland Phone Free Schools Act would require each county board of education to develop and implement policies to restrict the devices no later than the 2027-28 school year. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Got a wreck early this morning that was on Route 2 southbound in the area of Aristide Allen Boulevard. Now there's a report of another wreck, this time between Forest Drive and Aristide Allen Boulevard, southbound again, and most of the lanes are blocked. So we're going to get an impact there for the traffic south, going down towards the South River Bridge on that section of Route 2. And there may be an impact up through here that is backing up 665 in the area at Riva Road. So we're seeing some slowing there with the traffic coming off of the ramps at 50 and from I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are slowly warming back up. Lots of sunshine headed our way today with highs in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows falling back into the chilly mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It's a new day, Baltimore baseball fans, and the exhibition season is finally over.
This one's crushed to right. James Wood turns over his shoulder and can only watch it. Yoni Tavares, two-run shot into the Nationals' bullpen.
Dan Colco had the call on the new Nats.tv. Leody Tavares stating his case for opening day. It was a two-run shot in the seventh, and that was all it took. 2-0, the final shutout of the Nats. Shane Boz was masterful, the number three starter for the Birds, pitching five stellar innings yesterday. Three hits, no runs, no walks, and five strikeouts. So with spring over, President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked the impact of guys like Pete Alonso and Chris Bassett, not only on the field, but in the clubhouse as well.
Rarely the whole reason that you sign somebody, but you're right. It's been icing on the cake so far. You never know how that's all going to fit in, but those are two players with great reputations and then also had a very strong desire to play for our team.
The Orioles will be off today. Both the Birds and the Twins will practice tomorrow at Camden Yards. And, of course, opening day at 3:05 with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Local college basketball news. This was UMBC head coach Jim Ferry after his Retrievers won the America East Conference Championship to earn a berth in the NCAA tournament.
I tried to empty the tank so hard and give these guys everything. I've been to the NCAA tournament. I've done it at different places. But because these guys were special, I wanted it so badly for them. So badly for them. And when you have a group like this and they win a championship, like, this group will stay connected for the rest of their lives. And
well, now comes the business part. Ferry's five-year contract at UMBC is over, and the school has yet to make an offer to a coach who has taken four teams to the NCAAs in all three divisions. Ferry's contract expires on April 15th. This news item coming from Fox 45 and other outlets, a professional cornhole player with no arms and legs has been accused of murder in La Plata, Maryland. Dayton Weber, a professional cornhole player, is accused of fatally shooting 27-year-old Bradrick Michael Wells during an argument in La Plata. Police say Weber shot Wells inside a car and then drove off with the victim's body before it was later found in a yard in Charlotte Hall. He's been arrested at a Virginia hospital and faces first and second degree murder charges as he awaits extradition back to Charles County. Birthdays today. Former University of Maryland hurdles champion and 49ers wide receiver Ronaldo Nehemiah turned 67 today. Three-time NFL MVP quarterback Peyton Manning is 50. And how about this one? We'll take it back to your youth. Gorgeous George. That's George Wagner, one of the most famous heels in wrestling history, known for popularizing the use of personas. Born in Butte, Nebraska. Passed away in 1963. He was born in 1914. He was the Ric Flair before Ric Flair. The time now is 8:37 when we return crying over spilt milk.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Sean, are you there?
Yes.
So, I've got this for you. Remember we were talking about UConn demolishing Syracuse in the women's tournament?
Yes.
Listen to this comment from the Syracuse head coach, Felicia Leggett-Jack, on her team's placement in the tournament against UConn.
But we, I thought, deserved a little more respect after being in this business for 37 years and to have to come and be in this particular bracket every freaking year. Is unacceptable. It's wrong.
So apparently, not only at Syracuse, she's played them three times now, okay. But also when she was at the University of Buffalo, she had played Connecticut, right. And of course lost to Gino Ariello, right. Because everybody does. And so the question is, what could she have done to maybe prepare her team better than to be beaten by 56 points by Gino Ariello?
Apparently not much. I mean, the bottom line is, look, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Connecticut is the best.
But is this the right comment to make?
Of course not.
Is this the right attitude to show
of
your
course,
team?
Of course not. I mean, you know, it just, they need a new coach. That's what they need. Anybody gets embarrassed at 65-12 at halftime, she just should not have showed up at the second half.
How about, we were just not good enough today. We have to do better. We right. will do better. We will be back, and we will beat them when, or something like that.
Yeah.
How
right.
about that?
Yeah. That, you're absolutely right, but that's a lack of sportsmanship and a horrible message to send. That's good catch.
That's
Thank
what
you.
She said.
All right, thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And yes, the threat, remember we heard from 9/11, which will be the 25th anniversary this September of 9/11. And in 25 years, remember the Daryl Worley song, Have You Forgotten? Yes, many have forgotten. Especially in New York. New York voters did elect an openly Muslim mayor, Zohran Mamdani, and his wife. New York's first lady has now been exposed as approving of suicide attack propaganda, of plane hijackers, and outrageous attacks on U.S. troops. New York City's first lady and wife to Mamdani, Rama Duwaji, has a history of glorifying terrorism. Apparently, Washington Free Beacon investigated Duwaji's accounts on social media, finding she posted in her teens and 20s She praised and posed an image of Leila Khaled, considered the first Muslim woman hijacker. And the image was captioned, "If it does good for my cause, I'll be happy to accept death." Khaled was a member of the Population Front for Liberation of Palestine. She threatened to set off a grenade during one of those hijackings in 1970 if she was not allowed in the cockpit of a plane. Mamdani's wife praised another terrorist, Shadia Abu Ghazaleh, on International Women's Day. Her post on X read, "Ghazaleh, first Palestinian woman to fight in resistance after the 1967 occupation." Ghazaleh died in 1968 after a bomb she was making to blow up Israel blew herself up. And then, of course, the troops didn't, were not basically spared any of her rage as well, basically saying that the troops were they should not be honored, and that they should said American soldiers fighting in perilous wars are not brave, nor are they fighting for anyone's freedom. They're mercilessly slaughtering third world civilians and fighting to maintain American hegemony. That is all. So this is the now again in her teens and 20s. Maybe she's changed. Maybe she's evolved, or maybe not. But that's who New Yorkers voted for. And some of the stuff was already out prior, and they knew. Now, to add insult to injury, Muslim prayer rugs were spread over the names of 343 9/11 heroes slain by Islamic terror at Ground Zero, where they had that big Muslim prayer call the other day. And I've been told by New Yorkers that I know who live there, they hear the call to prayer in parts of the city as we speak. That must be a real tough reminder, isn't it? On nine, I wonder if those calls, the prayer horns or sirens will sound on the 25th anniversary of 9/11 while they're reading the names of the victims. But what has been scrubbed from most of it is the jihadis' last letters. You have a tough time finding them. And if you read the martyrdom letters left by the Muslim terrorists, Allah is mentioned over 90 times. "Remind your brothers that this act is for Almighty Allah." Before the attack, one of the Muslim terrorists who struck our nation on 9/11/2001 wrote, "When the confrontation begins, strike like champions who do not want to go back to this world. Shout Allahu Akbar, because this strikes fear in the hearts of the non-believers." So, again, this is an abomination. And yes, Mamdani was in attendance when these prayer rugs were laid over the monuments and the memorials to the fire department of New York, to those heroes that ran into those burning, crumbling buildings, and 343 of them, they were covered up by prayer rugs, and an absolute sign of disrespect and an insult. And so, New Yorkers, you get what you vote for. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the inner loop here is a little bit slow coming up now from Frederick Road crossing Route 40 and up towards I-70. I just looked up at the camera at I-70 and up through there. The pace is good, so it's a little bit slow right there at exit 15. Nothing in the roadway that I can see from the camera looking back that way, and then it's moving up towards Liberty Road with the lanes clear. So a little bit of a slowdown through there. The rest of the Beltway continues with the normal heavy traffic coming down the west side through Pikesville and on the Parkville side. That delay leaving Annapolis is with a wreck southbound on Route 2. It's between Forest Drive and Aristide Boulevard. And we can see that on 665, we're slow there for the traffic coming off the ramp from Route 50 and also from I-97. Pretty good size backup now for the traffic through there. And looks like we're still slow. We're making a little progress. Still busy, still stacked up southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, highs just around 50 or so tonight, mid-30s tomorrow, back into the 50s. And then for opening day on Thursday, sunshine, low 70, should be a good one. Partly cloudy, 34 in Columbia. It's 34 in Owings Mills. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News, something brought to you by Town Appliance. 19-year-old Meals on Wheels driver turned into a hero the other day when he arrived to a house just as an elderly woman was having a diabetic episode. She was unable to move but used her doorbell camera to call out for help. The driver immediately called 911 and stayed with her until paramedics arrived. Here's the audio from the Ring camera along with the volunteer, Alexander Dizovic, and the woman he saved, Miss Lana, talking about what happened.
Meals on Wheels.
Help me!
While she was giving me the code and saying that she was going to die and just to please call 911, I was nodding and shaking my head, just trying to, like, get her to try and calm down as if I could at all. It was a very scary situation.
I was petrified because I've never been that bad before.
So I'm just glad that I was here at that time that it did and that the paramedics were as close as they were. Any impact that you're able to make is just amazing. I find it so rewarding.
Yeah, first responders were able to save her life, and she's doing all right now. So it sounds like she's doing great. But quick thinking and heroic actions by young Alexander from Meals on Wheels. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
And as Governor Moore likes to say, he thinks public safety is priority number one, and he is all for removing violent offenders and dangerous criminal illegal aliens from the streets.
As many of you know, I don't come from the world of politics. This is the first political office I ran for in my life. And I've come to learn that the thing I don't like about politics is politics. And so let's put the politics to the side. And let's be very clear. I have no patience for violent offenders and people who do harm to our communities. I have no patience for people who will target our neighbors and our family members and think that they'll just get away with it. None. And I'm thankful that we are in a room here of people who believe the same thing. And while I signed a law last month, I want to be clear that the law that I signed does not authorize the release of criminals. I want to be clear that nothing in that law prevents Maryland from working with the federal government to hold violent offenders accountable. I want to be clear that nothing in that law prevents localities from notifying federal immigration authorities about the impending release of an individual of interest. That nothing in that law prevents coordinating a safe and lawful transfer of custody. That coordination can and it will continue. That coordination is not just one that I believe in. It is one that, as the governor of Maryland, we will make sure is enforced. We will continue to coordinate on shared public safety priorities. We will continue to work and participate in joint task forces on criminal investigations.
Why then did you sign a bill ending all formal agreements, the 287G, of local law enforcement jurisdictions with ICE? If you just got gaslit, Maryland, you were just told one day, either that or he was just virtue signaling to his radical left-wing base, these progressive Marxists that pose a threat to the United States and to Maryland here with this legislation. You should have shown leadership and said you would not sign such a bill. But that you would encourage the peaceful, lawful transfer of criminal illegal aliens from our jails over to ICE agents so they could be deported, taken off our streets, and kicked out of the country. But you did the exact opposite of what you just claimed in that soundbite there. So more of the same from this governor. But even more shocking is recently Tucker Carlson made a comment about the United States, and we should be sharing power with who?
We can no longer be the sole author of terms, of commerce, of anything. We have to share power.
With China.
Of course, because of their scale.
We should share power with the Chinese Communist Party in China. Heretofore, I thought maybe he was being paid by Qatar, but maybe he's being compensated by somebody else. I don't know. That is a real head-scratcher for me. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents, combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website, with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end, result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, Jim in the Outer Banks says, unfortunately, it's no longer the Secret Service I knew. Yeah, the Secret Service agents that I know all say the same thing. This is, and I thought it was going to get better under the agent that was the personal bodyguard of President Trump. And that has not happened as of yet. Now, maybe it takes a while to reform the Secret Service, and you got to identify the problems, which, you know, previous Secret Service directors were reluctant to do. I think the new one is trying to identify the problems, but they're having a tough time. If somebody that you already know is a problem is allowed to continue and then continues to violate protocols and policies. My father, who used to be an administrative law judge in the government, said it's very difficult to fire federal employees. It really is. It's virtually impossible, and they make it that way on purpose. 8:52, 8 minutes away from the hour, 9 o'clock. By the way, Natalie Winters has got a great piece if you want to read it. Left-wing foundations are bankrolling a push to bring the Quran into American churches. This is the Interfaith Alliance and some of these other groups, Rockefeller Fund, Henry Luce Foundation, and other organizations, all left-wing radical organizations, are funding this attempt. Starting in Chicago, where they now want to weave Islamic scripture into Christian scripture under the auspices of being interfaith, but this is nothing more than making Christians submit to Islam. So I want to make sure you're aware of that. If in your church, if anyone attempts to read the Quran from the pulpit, run, do not walk out of that church. 8:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so we moved down just a bit, but not much. 95 is still busy and backed up Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, all the way into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So it's still 25 minutes at least from the beginning of that backup to get through the tunnel and eventually down towards Camden Yards. 895 is right around the Erdman Avenue ramp, 15 to 20 minutes there. So not going away anytime soon. Beltway still slow coming up on the inner loop right here at Route 40. And then as you get up towards I-70, the pace is a little bit better. Then, of course, keep in mind as you're going up that section of the Beltway from there towards Liberty Road, it's a construction zone. Right now, nobody's broken down. There are no problems getting up to Liberty Road. The interloop through Pikesville jammed up a little bit. The Parkville side is still slow, and we're still looking at a couple of accidents. There was a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at 198 going into Prince George's County, and that traffic south of Annapolis. The wreck was on Route 2 southbound between Forest Drive and Aris T. Allen Boulevard, and that's still a problem on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny, low 50s today, overnight temps mid-30s, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Then on opening day, Thursday, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, sunshine, low 70s. So it should be a great day of baseball. You going out to the game?
I am not. Okay. No, I am not going to the game. But you know what? Hopefully it is a great weather, a great day, because honestly, I think the Orioles this year, just kind of checking out spring training, it looks like they're a little bit better this year than last year.
We hope. Keep our fingers crossed.
So hopefully, yeah.
You never know.
Good to...
What's coming up on the show?
Lots to talk about. First and foremost, did you see President Trump at Graceland?
Yes.
Okay. I had no idea, because I learned this, obviously watching the clip, I had no idea that Elvis was actually blonde.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that. That changes everything. Okay? I mean, you know, I was like, wow, I love the dark hair, the light eyes, but I guess he was always a blonde, and then he dyed his hair dark.
Yeah, he did. Jet black.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. Anyway.
He also had a twin that died at birth, Jesse.
Oh, wow. So you know all about Elvis.
Yeah, I was a big Elvis fan. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like the president, I'm a big Elvis fan. Always
right.
was an Elvis fan.
I think that was
fan.
A little before my time.
Yeah, it was before your time, but...
No, but of course, he got some great classics. But anyways, we'll talk a little bit about that. And then also, TSA, do you think it should be privatized? I think that's the big question today.
Yeah, there are some that are arguing that it should be because, you know, you can't keep disrupting the transportation industry every time there's a government.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of them, especially during the Trump years.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of these maniacal Democrats.
Right, right. And that's the big question of the day, you know. Should we privatize it? Will they feel safe if we privatize it? But I was thinking about it, you know, do you really absolutely feel safe now that the federal government has control? I feel as though it might feel the same way for some, but, you know, we're going to ask the question. And, of course, we got lots of local news. I love the fact that Governor Wes Moore had this town hall, this round table there in CD6 about, you know, the ICE facility, the
right.
detention center that could possibly come to town. Yet you had these protesters that were on his side, standing outside saying, you know, basically we want to go in, we want to talk to the governor, we want to make our voices heard. And King Wes Moore... You know, you got to get the invite if you're going to go to one of
That's
his
right.
little town halls.
By the way, the left is organizing a No Kings rally this Saturday.
Which is crazy. Governor Wes Moore quite literally rules like a king.
Yes.
And yet that does not faze them. They keep talking about President Trump. I can't understand it. But we got all that more coming up next, John.
All right, very good. Kim Klasick live at 9 o'clock, always informative and entertaining. Hey, you see these billboards in around town supporting Isabel Cumming? The city inspector general, or they're taken out by David Williams, who leads the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. He says the group's 125,000 members paid for the boards in support of Isabel Cumming.
We want the inspector general to know that taxpayers support her. Politicians may not support her. Taxpayers do.
Yeah, and this is all about her getting all those redacted documents from Mayor Scott and City Hall, which she complained about recently in a video.
All I know is that it's a cash app payment, but where my part of the job, which is to find out who got the money and whether that's legit, that's blacked out. So, and this one, $500, it's blacked out. I mean, quite simply, I can't do the job when I'm given documents that look like this.
Yeah, and that's the intent. That is the intent on the part of Mayor Scott and others in this state. They don't want folks there to be able to follow the money and use subpoenas. And Williams says it's all about protecting our tax dollars.
The key is information. The key is transparency. And without that, the Inspector General can't get to the bottom of what's happening with any program.
This is about accountability. This is about protecting taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. If only elected officials had the same level of importance and priority in protecting our tax dollars instead of wasting them and abusing them. And so Williams was asked, what message are you trying to send from the taxpayers to our elected officials?
We want to make sure that the Inspector General knows that people support her and her office. We want the mayor to know that taxpayers stand with the Inspector General and that they're not going to tolerate an administration that consistently hides information.
Well, look, the best message you can send is at election time. And that's for mayor, for city council, for governor this year and in the midterms. The best message you can send is this is unacceptable. We will not tolerate this kind of behavior, this subterfuge any longer. But we shall see. Back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.